Good morning.
Hello.
You're early.
Good morning. I am early.
What's happened to you?
Hashtag professional.
Oh man, what have you done? Is it because you've been trained to be a advisor or counselor?
That's right. I'm a new man.
They taught you to be on time.
They taught me proper
The
etiquette,
importance of
podcasting
time.
etiquette.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Taught me that you have to respect others' time, otherwise you are
Wasting.
disrespecting yourself.
Yeah, th there you go.
You
So.
have to value yourself. Your time is so valuable.
My time is very valuable.
Exactly. All of our time is so valuable.
Because it's
'Cause
so little of it.
that's right, 'cause we're all gonna die
That's
in the
right.
blink of an eye. Blink of an eye. If you're lucky, you'll get like at least 10,000 comic books in your collection.
A lot of number ones, but you never finish the story.
Mostly number ones. That's where the money is, my friend.
Yeah, but you never sell anything.
That's true. I never sell anything.
And
Because then I
then
wouldn't own it anymore.
the money's on the penultimate issue and the last issue and the second issue. But like you'll never finish good stories like click click boom boom because you didn't you just ranked number one high and then you forgot to order it.
Did I get the trade?
And probably not. And you probably didn't get Pine and
Understand.
Merrimack, which is awesome.
The trade has not been solicited yet.
No. And you'll forget.
I won't forget.
You'll forget. So what have you been up to? We've had a lot of just so people know, we're moving over to DC Noise.
Welcome,
We're
DC
consolidating.
Noise.
We're having a lot of problems.
Is that because the Geek Brunch
Yeah.
feed got so messed up that it's unsalvageable?
Well, it's that plus cost and space and
So why did you bring
management.
everything to DC Noise instead of bringing everything to
Because
Geek
Geek Brunch is
Brunch?
fucked up.
Yeah, but we're technology professionals.
Well, I should let you do it. You could work with Derek trying to fix it.
I would just put my son on it.
You think he would know that? WordPress and stuff?
He will figure it out. Yeah. He's beyond me when it
Yeah.
comes to that stuff already.
Well, that's good.
He is. That's my youngest son.
So have we not talked in 3 weeks, right? It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks we postponed.
Yeah, 'cause my brother-in-law was
That's
here. He
right.
was still here, but Barb's taking him to the airport right now.
Barb kicked him out and said, "You gotta leave, man."
Yeah. Got a podcast. Got to do the Lord's work.
Can't keep preventing these podcasts from happening.
Yeah, now that we're on Patreon, people are paying for this stuff. So they
That's
feel
right.
obligated.
Hashtag professionals.
That's why you have to show up on time.
That's why I showed up. I showed up on time
You
for the
showed up
Patreons.
early.
Yeah. That's for the Patreons.
Earlier than me.
Yeah.
I had to still do my test to make sure it was going to work.
Your
I
audio
haven't
test.
recorded in a long time.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Unless you did one.
I caught a weird cold that felt like an allergy. And
Sounds like you have something right now. Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
but yeah, it's well, now I got whatever I had aggravated 'cause I mowed the grass for the first time and I got all that dust in my lungs. So, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Got a double dose.
Gonna have to hire your son to come mow my grass.
Yeah, yesterday. My youngest son mowed the front, and my elder son mowed the back,
There you
and
go.
I sat back and had a cold brewski.
Wow.
Actually, I didn't have a cold brewski because I don't drink, but I had
What?
a cold glass of water.
You should have had a brewski. It would have been more manly.
It would have been. I had a. What did I? I did have a Dr. Pepper yesterday. There we go.
Everybody would have
I had a
said,
cold, refreshing Dr.
look
Pepper.
at that macho guy there making his kids work.
While he drinks their brewski on the
Yeah.
front porch,
That guy's macho.
saying, "You missed the spot." Is that what macho is?
Yeah.
Relaxing while while your
Either that
children
or actually doing the
do
work
chores.
yourself.
Yeah, I could do that. Or mow occasionally. I mowed last week.
Yeah. I have to turn the sprinklers on today. I don't look forward to that because usually there's something wrong.
Oh, the first of the season.
Yeah.
So you cross your fingers and
Broken head or broken something.
hope the water comes
Hopefully not
out.
a leak, because that's the most, it takes forever around this time of year to get it fixed.
Like a leak in the head or in the tube.
The head, you just replace the head, but if you crack the PVC or whatever you call it, the piping,
Yeah.
you got to get somebody to replace it. But I had them flushed, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're safe.
So, do you feel that having the sprinklers is an advantage or not?
Oh, it's an advantage. I would never be out there watering.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare.
You guys have to water a lot.
Yeah, quite a bit because we don't get much rain.
Well, what's the point of having grass then? Don't people just let their lawns die and have dirt or whatever?
You could have a dirt lawn.
Do people do that, or is your neighborhood all grassed up?
It's pretty much grass or xeriscaped rock
What's xeriscaped? Rocks?
or s plants that don't require a lot of water or
Yeah.
just need sunlight and very little water.
Yeah, lawns are weird.
Yeah.
I wonder when did they get invented? Like in the 60s or something? 50s?
No, I'm sure they were invented way before that because the kings had lawns. I'm sure. Haven't you ever seen History of the World when the king
No.
is playing chess with all those people?
No.
You never seen Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 2?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And he's like,
That's not a.
knight hump queen. And
That...
he's like humping the queen.
Sorry, I forgot where we were supposed to get our historical knowledge from.
Yeah, from Mel Brooks.
My mind was in a different area. I'll switch back to Geek Brunch territory.
Yeah.
I was getting too professional for a second there.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. The kings
Well,
did have lots.
what have you been doing? Have you been like enjoying your summer or what?
Been working.
You've been working?
Yeah.
How come you're gonna be gone for 3 weeks? That's a long time.
I'm not gone for 3 weeks. I just have stuff going on
Oh.
those weekends.
You've booked over your required podcasting time.
I did. I did. Well, I think next week.
How's
I think
that
next week.
counseling thing going? Is it that Sundays or what?
No, that's on Wednesdays. No, yeah. So my volunteer work with the LGBTQ youth group. Yeah, I've gone to two meetings so far. I like it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I like. I like hanging out with kids that aren't my kids because I think my kids, you know, whenever you're talking to your parents, your behavior is tempered to the situation, you know what I mean? But
No.
when
What are you saying there? I don't understand that you can misbehave because it's your parents.
No, you're like when you're with your friends, a different side of you is going to come out than when you're with your parents.
Yeah.
So in this group, I get to see kids just interacting with one another. So you get to see kids, you know, being kids. It's interesting because it's letting me learn about their generation more.
I don't think I'll ever understand it. Maybe you
So
could explain it to
it's quite
me.
fascinating. And sometimes they'll say stuff, and like even the leader of the group, she'll be like, "Can you explain that? I'm not familiar with what that is."
Can
And
you
I'll be like, "I don't know
explain
what it
some
is
of it without
either."
going into any kind of detail? Like what is their
No.
generation? Like is there something that I should understand?
I've only been to two meetings, so I don't remember if there's anything notable or if it's more of an attitude.
What are they all hooked up into their social media or what? Like stuff like that or
Yeah, some of
how
it
they
is
think
when they
and
start talking
feel?
about video games, then I'm completely lost.
Well, you should just
But
be
I'm
cool.
used to that with
You
my
could be
kids,
cool. You could just say, well, pinball's pretty cool. It's like
you
you
guys
got
never.
this ball and you get to like tilt the machine, and if you tilt it, you lose your turn.
You guys ever heard of the 2600?
Have you heard of Pong? Now that's a game that requires fast reflexes.
Reminds me of this great game called Pitfall,
Yeah,
where
we
you're
used to
running
have
through
to,
the
there used to
jungle.
be alligators and you used to have to swing on a rope.
Swinging a rope over alligators, man. I like it. And I think I've, if it continues to go well, I think that this is something I want to do, like in my retirement as well, do volunteer work with the youth groups.
Oh, that's good.
I
But
like
you're not gonna retire. You're gonna be working until
it.
forever.
That is hopefully not the case. Someday I will retire. Someday.
There's a lot of retirements happening this summer, and I'm getting so jealous. I'm getting like so itchy. Like, that could
At
be
your work?
me. Yeah. That could be me. Why am I not retiring?
And are these older gentlemen, older than us gentlemen, and females?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're guys that probably could. Well, with the, I
The old
don't know. I don't
timers.
know how old this one guy is. I would think he's close to 60. But the
That's
rest are
young.
like, yeah, that is young.
Oh, that's what
But
you're
I'm talking
pointing out
about.
the young
There's
guy.
nobody at 50, retiring.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Retired 50.
Yeah.
It's a good goal.
I have to go back in time to do that. I need my way back machine.
Way back machine.
Yeah.
Don't know. I still haven't set a date on when I think I can retire. My youngest is gonna be a senior in high school next year, so
Yeah.
it'll be
Did he
five more years before
finally
he's
pick
done.
that school, or is he going to the one with the computer science program that's
We're still doing college tours, so we have a couple of them over the summer that we're gonna go visit, so we'll narrow it down. It'll be one of them.
ah.
Get his computer science degree. He's gonna get a computer science degree with a video game programming minor.
That's good.
Because he wants to do I think I talked about this on the show before. He wants to do video games programming, but we've convinced him to get a CS degree because then
He has something to fall back on.
he can do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Frightening stuff.
So in a perfect world, when would you retire? You think at
A perfect world?
66, 65? Or depending on conditions earlier?
I'd like to retire earlier.
Yeah.
I'd like to, I don't know. Let's see. I mean, really, it comes down to the kids, really.
Do you have pension and 401k?
Yes, but the pension's very small because they stopped putting money into it long ago.
See, my pension, they stopped, but it's pretty substantial. Like, it's not accumulating anymore, but it's still.
Yeah, has a bunch of money in it. Yeah, mine does not have a bunch of money in it. Well, I mean, it does have money in it. I don't even know how much it is now. But why? But nothing compared to the 401k.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Because if you have both, you're okay. I mean, I've been poking around and you need like 3 million in one, and then you have to have a pension and you should be all right. But that's also estimating lifestyle. Like no change in your lifestyle.
Yeah. There's so many variables, though. Like,
There is a lot of variables. You could get sick.
if your house is paid for, how long you're going to live? I
Yeah.
mean, that makes a big difference. If you're going to live 5 more years versus 30 more years.
Well, 30 is a big deal. Then you need a lot more. And hopefully that's 30
Right.
healthy years where you're taking care of yourself and
But I mean, it's not like you're taking all the money out and putting it in your
no, you're
pocket.
still
Like it's
invested.
still,
You're
yeah,
just
it's still making
withdrawing.
money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the money's still growing, hopefully, as you age.
I was reading articles that say like what people should have and what they have. And it's pretty incredible, like on average, what they have. It's really low.
Yeah, don't most people not have?
Well, it's like lower than 100K, which is amazing. So that explains why people probably have to work until Social Security and stuff kicks in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it really depends on your health too. Like if you're not healthy, God, you'd eat through money fast.
It's like I stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. It's so easy.
I do that by inhaling a lot of dust when I mow the grass. And yesterday my engineering brain didn't work so well, and we had like old wiring, like wire holding tree, an old tree, and we took the tree down, and I ran over the wire and it got caught in the mower.
Oh.
And I never thought about what side I'm supposed to tilt the mower. Like engineering, right? I didn't use my engineering brain. I just knew there was wire caught up there, and I
Yeah.
tilted it. It should always be carburetor up so you don't flood it and then
Don't
have to
flood it.
wait
Yeah.
20 minutes, to
Right, for it
restart
to
the mower.
dry out. Yeah.
I had to wait 20 minutes.
It probably took you 20 minutes. Oh no, wait. Because you didn't notice it.
Plus,
You didn't
I
notice
didn't.
it till you're done, probably.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you're supposed to disconnect the spark plug when you tip it over. So.
Are you? I've never done that.
Well, I watched some safety videos after the fact, which is not good after the fact. But
Now that I'm finished, let's find out how I would
there's a
do it.
probability that it could spark and start the mower while your side have it tilted on its side.
I feel that's very unlikely.
I think so too, but I guess there's a
Like how,
reason why.
because my lawnmower, well, I got a new one now, but my old lawnmower is very hard to start.
Well, so is mine.
So I don't think it would accidentally start.
Well, I fucked up my arm in Christmas, so like
Because I'd be pissed if
my
it
brother-in-law
broke
was
down.
here and I was like, "Can you please
You
like the
start the
first
mower for
well,
me.
the first start is the worst, right, for the season? It's like
Oh yeah.
you're yanking on that fucker and it just like, "Oh God, it won't start."
Yeah, clean. Do you
And I
put a
don't
new filter in?
My arm. I'm starting going to see an orthopedic surgeon like in a couple weeks for my elbow. It's like all fucked up.
Oh, your elbow.
Yeah, because of that.
Oh, from the catch.
And I was worried that pulling on that cord would really fuck it up. So
Sure.
he started it for me, and then he started again when I flooded the engine.
Wait, who is this who's starting it for you?
My brother-in-law.
Okay.
He's a year older than me.
Yeah, to bring in, oh man, bringing the old
I
guy.
have to bring the old guy in.
Sad. I thought you were bringing in like your a nephew or something.
Well, he's in better shape than I am.
A strapping lad.
He runs and everything. He exercises,
Ah,
like,
oh.
yeah.
Shit.
He's the one that likes to eat, but he doesn't eat as much anymore. Like he used to be able to eat like five hamburgers in one sitting, and
Yeah, it sucks.
now he's like an old man and he only eats like a little bit.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That's because if you eat any more than a little bit, you put on weight.
Yeah, your metabolism goes to shit.
It's absolute shit. Yeah, my serving size is like pathetic compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous now. Like, it's like, eat two pieces of pizza. Fuck, I used to eat a whole pizza myself.
I know,
Two
I
pieces.
remember
I'm
I could
eating, I'm
eat
doing
like
a
a whole
bill.
frozen
I
pizza.
think I'll have a half a donut. Or I'll eat a whole donut. But I used to eat like four donuts. Like, I could go to Krispy Kreme and get a dozen and just do like four in one sitting. Can't do that anymore.
Nope. It's because your body is like, eh. I don't know what your body
Well,
is doing. Or it's like,
now I
we're
understand.
done, so we're just gonna save this for later.
Well, now I understand why my parents like share a meal. Like they'll cut the burger in half and.
Yeah.
Well, my mom eats like very little. She's like 4'2". I don't know. She's really tiny.
Yeah, her calorie needs are must be minuscule.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the serving size in restaurants. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough for me and Barb doing that though, 'cause she doesn't get stuff I like. I mean,
Yeah, not only.
I guess I could order two things, but like take half home if that's what, and then I have leftovers.
Yeah, that's what Melanie and I don't share stuff, but we always bring stuff home.
Yeah.
We're big leftover eaters. Oh, speaking of leftovers, I do have some Cinemark popcorn in my freezer downstairs.
I don't know why you freeze it. That's so weird.
Saves it for later. Although I think my youngest son has probably gone through most of it by now, so I don't know.
What did you go to the sea?
We saw Nausicaa.
Nazca.
The Cinemark near us is doing a Studio Ghibli marathon over the summer.
Oh, are
So
your
this is
kids
one of
into
the.
anime?
Yeah, they like the Miyazaki movies. So we're planning on going to see several of them. So that was the first one we saw.
I still can't even get that for ones that I like. Like, there's ones that I like that they've made live action, and I'll like watch the live action, and I'm like, I like that. And then I watch the anime, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't take it.
Yeah, I know you have never liked it. I mean, I'm not a crazy fan, but I like the Studio Ghibli stuff. But it was nice. I haven't been to the theater in a while, so I haven't been there since they introduced the refillable buckets.
Oh yeah, it was Cinemark then?
Yeah, Cinemark.
Yeah.
So I was happy to be able to refill my bucket and bring it
And it's a
home.
bigger bucket though, did you notice? It's like the
It
super
is extra
size.
large. Extra large.
So when we get one and refill it, it lasts another 2 weeks maybe.
Yeah, just throw that in the freezer. It'll last
I
a
don't
month.
freeze it. That's nasty.
Delicious. I do want to. I'm planning on going to the theater to see the new Mad Max, though.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go tomorrow. I wanted to go, but my brother-in-law was here. We ended up going to the zoo.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw your pictures that you posted. But
Yeah.
yeah, the Mad Max is one where it's like, I gotta see that in the theater. There's no way I can't see that in the theater.
Yeah, I wanted to see the Fall Guy. Well, there's a lot I wanted to see. I wanted to see that little vampire girl movie, but that's already left. If I retire, an ideal situation is 3 times a week I'd go to the theater. 'Cause there's usually like 3 movies a week I want to see.
That's a lot. I don't think you'd go 3 times a week.
I think I would.
I think at least once a week is de like definite, like have
No, you don't
a movie
understand
night.
how much I like the movies. Like I'd much rather see, even if it's an old movie that I've seen again, like that they re-release, I'd want to see it in the
Yeah.
theater because I love the theater. It's like there's no distractions. It's just me interacting with the film. It's like the perfect situation.
It is nice in that, like you say, like when you're at home, it's too easy to just pause it or to say, I'm gonna take a break or just to leave the room or whatever, or to get distracted by something else. When you're in a
Yeah.
theater, you're just like wholly encompassed by the universe of the movie. And that's all that exists.
Sometimes when I have off, I and Barb's at work and I'm just off, I'll experiment, like I'll pretend I'm retired and I'm like, what if I can't afford all these streaming services? Would I be able to go off the antenna and be entertained in Pluto TV? And you know, for the most part, the answer is yes. Because you could have Tubi, Pluto, and your antenna and watch a lot. Like I was just watching like the, what do you call those collector's stuff? Just in the, what do you call it, storage unit ones, like Storage Wars. I'll just sit there and watch hours of that stuff. And be very content. And there's stations that just play that. I mean, I'm
There
sure
are.
I'd get tired of it, but
You would. But then you just move on to the next one.
yeah.
That's a nice thing. Like, there's so many of those dopey shows that when you get sick of watching one, you can just jump to another.
Yeah.
Man, that Collector's Corner,
Yeah.
like early on, I guess the first couple of seasons they did, I don't know, it didn't seem like a lot of episodes, maybe 10 episodes or something. And then COVID hit, so they hardly had any. But now it seems like this season they have like tons of episodes.
I still am not caught up. I'm on
There's like,
season four,
you have
but
like
season
20
five has
on my
gotten like a bunch
DVR.
there. And then it started recording older ones, and I'm like, I don't know if I watched that or not. So I.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm like, wow, they really They really kicked it into overdrive.
There's
Maybe.
probably a couple I've watched and I didn't realize I've already seen it, you know?
I usually remember
I
just because of
sometimes
the
do,
theme.
but
But it's fun. I mean, it's fun to watch them even again because you get to see the stuff. So.
they do a lot of like comic books and toy stuff, so you never know if you've seen every
Oh, seen the
episode.
exact one,
Yeah.
yeah. I saw one where I think he, what was the, I can't remember what the collection was now. But anyway, he did have some comics and he had some original art. And he kept his original art in a safe, which I thought was weird.
I don't know, that's worth a lot.
Yeah, I guess if you have really valuable pages.
I mean, you see half of them, some of them are going for like $500,000 now.
Yeah, none of the ones I have are going for $500,000,
No,
so.
but nobody's gonna, there's not a huge demand for King Snake or American Barbarian. But if you have like the first Spider-Man in a black suit or something like that, you know, you're.
Yeah, I don't have any McFarlane Spider-Man pages, unfortunately.
I'm drinking a cheer wine, believe it or not.
Ooh,
Yeah.
from Ace Hardware?
Yes, we went to Ace yesterday and I picked up four bottles and I
Nice.
drank one last night and now I'm drinking another. The places in the gr we're having a shortage of Dr. Pepper Zero here. So I haven't been able to stock up on that. I'm
Really,
having to
that's
go to
interesting.
Pepsi Max.
It's Pepsi Max, a zero calorie one.
Yeah. Which I don't know if it's better or worse. Sometimes natural sugar is better.
I just do this sugar. I don't like the taste of the fake stuff. And I figure it's probably better for me anyway. As long as you're not, I mean, I'm not drinking 6 cans a day or whatever. I'm drinking 1 can a week, so.
One can a week. God damn.
Yeah, 1 can a week.
That's
Sometimes 2 cans a week.
some bullshit right there. Well, I just have my water and a half a donut and I'm fine. What the fuck?
Hey, I gotta take care of myself because don't you know that medical things are expensive?
We booked for Baltimore, by the way.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, I'm telling you that now.
Son of a bitch. Tell Barb to send me the info.
We're going on a Wednesday though, and staying through a Monday, I think. We're going early.
When did I say I was gonna go? When's the show start?
Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I think you said.
But one of the nights we're going to a Baltimore Oriole game.
Oh.
So if you want to go to that, you better let us know early.
Did you get tickets already?
Well, we're sitting with Barb's old coworker because they live in Maryland now.
Ah. When is it? What night is that?
I don't know if that's Thursday or Wednesday. I'm not sure. They're playing the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, send me the tell Barb to send me your travel plans.
Okay, I will.
And I'll figure out if I can go on flying Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, we're also planning on. We booked two hotels. One in case you don't go, then we just have the one and room, and then one in case you do go, and then we'll cancel whichever one.
You guys are on top of the situation.
Yeah.
I should say Barb is. I know you're not,
Yeah,
but
she does all the hard, the heavy lifting in this household.
that'll be fun. I look forward to it.
Daryl's gonna be there. Daryl and Hassan, I know, are going to be there.
I would hope that the East Coast crowd would be in attendance.
It's weird to get Daryl now because of his dog. He doesn't leave his dog alone, but he got somebody to watch the dog, so.
Oh. Well, that would be fun. Haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah. You
That'd
should
be cool.
You should tweet him or something and say, I'm looking forward to sharing a room with you. And see what he says. Just
say, Mike said you're looking for a roommate for Baltimore.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Pound can't wait.
I think I don't know if I would survive the night though. He may smother me in my sleep.
He might. He's heard about your heart machine.
He'll
so.
Say, shut that fucking heartbeat machine. He beat me with the heartbeat machine.
I think I said Bill could offer you some earplugs because that's what he wears when he turns on that goddamn machine. Which makes no fucking it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I know it doesn't.
That's just
it
fucking
does,
weird.
It does, but it doesn't. I know it doesn't. I don't wear them anymore though. That was in the past.
Well, maybe you could take some earplugs. That telltale heart shit is fucking freaky.
I don't even have that. I don't think I have that machine anymore.
Ah.
Maybe I still do.
You don't have a white noise machine anymore?
I do, but I have one. I have a different one. It doesn't do heartbeats. It only does fan sounds.
Do you use it with Melanie?
No, because at home we have a air filter that provides white noise in our room.
She likes that shit? White noise?
Yeah. She's the one who introduced me to the white noise. It's all her fault. Now I have to have it, because otherwise, I wish I had discovered it earlier.
Yeah.
I don't like silence. That's freaky.
If you can't hear, like me,
doesn't
you have
matter.
Silence, it doesn't matter.
True. But the heartbeat machine, you might feel it, and not just hear it.
Yeah.
You feel it. Dun, dun.
So I finally put in my previews order, and I'm glad sure. I checked it again, because I was like at the grand mark, you know, like, and I'm like, that's kind of high for me nowadays, and mm-hmm. I was like, I put down the Superman omnibus and the Fantastic Four omnibus, and then I started thinking, and it's like, when are you gonna fucking read these things, like. You already have a shit ton of books.
Hey, that's a dangerous thought. I don't want to hear that kind of talk on this show.
So I went in there, like, and you know, I sorted my list by price because I knew it would find those two things. And I said, I'm going to remove them. So I removed them, and I saw that I was buying a Pooh versus Bambi limited edition for $100. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm so glad I came in here.
Wow. Oops, wrong cover.
I selected the wrong cover. And I don't know what I'd do. I have a fucking, like, 1 in 1,000 fucking Pooh versus Bambi.
And it's like number 3 or something, not even number 1.
I was like, God damn, that's $100.
Wow.
So I dropped it to like 700 in just 3 clicks. Nice.
Are we going to talk about previews at all?
I don't know. Do you have anything to say?
I have a couple to say.
I'm already on the next preview, so it's hard to...
Man, you're like so far ahead. What was I going to ask about? That's all normal. Oh. Yeah, I don't know about the weird stuff, if you're getting any of it.
I decided to get the EC one and
Yeah, I'm getting an EC one.
the Boom anthologies, and then I'm gonna decide if I want them after the fact, because I was thinking to myself, God damn, between Savage Sword of Conan, the Vampiress Camellia and Shudder, and
Horror comedy.
my Antarctic Press
Yeah, how many
anthologies. I'm
anthologies
like,
can
that's a
if
fucking
Penthouse
lot of,
Comics?
yeah. Oh yeah, and I read the second issue of Penthouse already, and I was like, I have all
Yeah.
these anthologies, and those anthologies take a long time to read. I mean, you're literally, like, I think Penthouse Comics, I was
Yeah,
reading
that's a
for
big one.
45 minutes, like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And even Savage Sword of Conan takes me at least 25 to 30 minutes,
Yeah,
depending
it's
on
a good
how
half hour, yeah.
engrossed I'm in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, when am I going to read all these anthologies? But then I looked at the creators, especially on the one in Boom, looked a little more appealing. One of them had a branding that I liked because it was EC. And the other one had creators that I really like Garth Ennis and Azzarello, and
Was that
that was
the
the
Boom one?
Boom, yeah.
So that's Hello
And
Darkness.
they had like Vanessa Del Rey and like all kinds of artists that I really like.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was a little more diverse in terms of not all being horror. Like, it could be weird, just weird. And the other one seemed like it was just horror. So I was like, huh.
What was the other one?
The EC one, that was the
Damn.
Oni.
So we got, oh, the EC Epitaphs from the Abyss. Yeah, I'm gonna get that
Yeah.
one. Well, that one's cool just because they, I don't know, got the license for EC or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know why they're calling this the titles weird shit instead of like Tales from the Crypt or Vault of Horror, but
Are you getting the? There's also a UK anthology, Quantum.
let me check that out. I don't think I am. What was
This was
that?
number two. I
Who was
didn't even get number
publishing
one.
it?
Time Bomb.
Oh, I'm definitely not getting that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that one. It is interesting, though. I think even last month there was some anthologies. It's like, I don't know if anthology, maybe because Antarctic Press has had such success with their anthologies, maybe other publishers are like, hey, we're going to get in on the anthology train. But yeah, I was planning on getting both of those.
I gotta do something though. Like I really like Penthouse. I am shocked how much I like it. It's really engrossing stories. Like they're
Oh
not.
yeah, if they
It's
picked really good
not
ones.
filth. Like I thought it would be filth. And it's
No,
just.
it's just it's good like crime noir and
Yeah.
personal stories. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Quantum. I didn't even see that one, but I love the pulpy look color to it. I mean, the cover.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good. Okay, I'm gonna ask you some things, and you can tell me if you're getting them or not. DOA Incorporated, LLC, number one, from A American Mythology.
Let me go to my order
I'm sure
history.
you're getting that one.
If it's American mythology, it's pretty
It's very
much a
likely that you're
yes.
getting it.
I'm clicking on. It starts with the D.
Starts with a D, DOA. DOA. It's about
I'm
zombies.
not getting it.
You're not getting it. Fascinating.
No. But let me go to it real quick.
It's fascinating business we're discovering here. I thought for sure you're gonna get it. Where the heck is, what page is this on? Oh, for Pete's sake.
I can't even find that publisher. Dead Sky Publishing?
No, American Pathology.
Oh. I can't even tell what's in the front of the book or the back of the book anymore.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of the book, weirdly. There you go. DOA Incorporated LLC.
That one I
Gonzo
don't.
Zombie Killing Action. From the writer of Willy's Wonderland. Did I like that?
That's why I didn't get. That's why I didn't get it. I thought it was a Willy's Wonderland thing.
Ah.
I like the movie. I just didn't get the previous comic book, so.
Don't know if I'm getting that one.
I didn't get DOA, and I guess I'm okay with it.
What about Bro D Can't Be Broken?
I did get Florida Man, because I like
Florida
that
Man versus
first, yes,
Hogzilla.
stupid stuff, but I like it.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
What were you asking about?
From Band of Bards, Bro D Can't Be Broken.
I don't think so, but I just read a Band of Bards I liked.
Wait, where's my. Oh. Wait. Antarctic. Are you getting that? Wait. Are you getting your Hunter from the Future?
Hey, that's a movie, isn't
It was, yeah. Classic
it?
comic that inspired the cult film. Oh, so this is the 50th anniversary of the comic. It's a comic from 1974 being reprinted by Antarctic Press.
Bro can't be broken. No, I'm not getting that.
Okay. Wait, I gotta find it now. Bro D. I say post-apocalyptic Middle Ages. Oh yeah, you don't like the Middle Ages.
I do like Middle Ages.
You always say how much you hate the Middle Ages.
I don't hate anything. You're the one that talks about what you hate. There's this Inkness quadrant too. I missed out. I didn't do that.
What? Oh, Ignis Quadrant? Yeah, I don't think I even had that on my list. Oh, yeah, I did right here.
That
Yeah, I
looks
was going to
more
ask you about
interesting.
that. Gunslinger Crime. That's what I wrote down. Montana Bones is a hard-drinking, foul-mouthed gunslinger. When a local gangster and brilliant scientist of amnesia wanders into his local watering hole. I don't
That
know, maybe I'll get that one.
one looks tempting.
Bro D's a one shot though.
It's a $10 one shot.
68 pages. I'm noticing a lot of a trend towards doing
Higher price books.
higher priced, more pages. Which makes sense because they could do this as a 3-issue series, or they could just give it to you in one chunk and they could do it as a 3-issue series and have you buy number one, and then half the people buy number two, and then half those people buy number three. Or they could
Yeah.
just do the one shot and get everyone at once.
What else did you say?
I didn't say anything else.
MI666 Rise of the Sc Why did I not get that? That looks interesting.
Where's that?
Bliss on Tap.
Bliss. Yeah, I didn't write that down. Oh, MI666.
Yeah.
That's a historical fiction about the Nazis.
Yeah, I like that shit.
I assume you're getting the Black Mask books. Are you getting the Cal Exits? Do you get those?
I am, but half that shit gets canceled or I don't get it, so I don't even know what to think.
I think this is resolicited of this stuff because I already ordered. I think I ordered this stuff before.
A matter of fact, I was gonna look
That's
because
back.
comic shop had some Destiny New Yorks.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if they were, those are old. I didn't know if I ordered them.
Oh, if you had them or not.
My girlfriend broke up with me. So I ordered one, but I missed two. And I missed three, and he had them. I should go get them next time I'm there. Every time I want to cut Pat Shands, because I'm like, well, he writes something like really good, and I'm like, I can't do it. Like I'm still kickstarting a lot of stuff, and I don't know, his
He's doing a lot now,
he
man.
falls into genre though that like yes, it's a little sexual, but his plots are just so goddamn good.
Yeah, no doubt their
His characterization is just
quality. Yeah.
so awesome.
Yeah, he's a great writer. Yeah, I don't fault the stuff he's producing. It's just a lot. There's like one a month. That's a lot. So what about Blood Moon? What are you doing for Blood Moon this month?
I
So
think
they got
I'm
a lot of
doing
books.
everything.
Expensive. Everything.
Well, I don't think I'm getting Memoirs from the 20th Century because that had cats on it. I was like, I don't want that.
It does have cats. But it's about time travel, which I
But I
like.
got One Giant Leap because that was Keith Romell. And I'm getting Simon Says and Eddie. Long Road to Retribution, I think I'm getting.
What about the new one? What about Caliguara? Caliguara.
I think I am getting it.
And what about Canatonical?
I'm going to the seas.
I'm getting Canatonical because it's about exorcisms and it's the guy who wrote Violet Descends.
Yeah, I'm getting that one.
I liked
Caligara.
Caliguara.
I don't think I'm getting that one.
Caliguara.
Oh, I am. Yeah, I am.
Let's see. Three unlikely individuals from Mexico with newfound superhuman abilities join forces. $5.99 though.
The way I'm treating that publisher is I'm gonna keep writing it until I'm disappointed, and then I'll be more
More picky.
picky, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their stuff is good, and it's cheaper than a Kickstarter, I guess.
Well, it's good and it's different. Like I haven't read what Blood Moon that felt like something else. I think there was one Blood Moon that was a Western I didn't care for, and that was the only one so far.
I don't know if I read that one. Then what about Cross Country from Dark Harbor?
Probably not, because I probably didn't even, I skipped over
Notice it.
some things I don't recognize.
Okay, I'll get it then.
Where's Dark Harbor?
I'm not sure. It's under the D's. Where is Dark Harbor? I can't find it. It doesn't
I fucked
exist.
up though, and I didn't order Somna number 3. I was pissed off. God damn it.
I think it's Somna number 2.
That's what I that's no I didn't get Somna number 2 either. I ordered number 3 but not number two, so I have to.
I
No,
did the same thing.
no, sorry. I ordered
Oh,
number two,
yeah, you
and
got.
I read number two, and then I was like, where's number three? And is it out? And I said, oh shit, it is out, and I didn't order it. It's like
Order.
I've been missing all the distillery stuff.
It's because you don't know if it, 'cause you probably saw it and said, oh, I probably ordered it last month.
Yeah, but I could check it, and
You could check
I,
it.
yeah, so I have
You
this
could check it.
fucking my comic shop order. I've missed a lot of stuff, man. I can't find that other one. What is it?
I don't know. I can't find it either. I'm gonna have to look on. I can't find the publisher in previews. It's called Cross Country. I'm gonna look online. Cross Country. Who's the publisher? Yeah, Dark Harbor. It's by people I've never heard of before. A publisher I've never heard. Oh, Scout Comics.
Oh, I've been staying away from Scout. There,
Yeah, who knows
there's
if they're
some
gonna
weird
come out.
shit going out with that. I've just made a change, like, to Scout. I don't know what's happening with them, so I'm like, fuck it.
You're out. That's fair.
But I think I'm gonna do like a the new previews has an El Torres one that I don't have, and I'm
Oh
gonna.
yeah, for sure. I'm gonna keep getting the
Even if they don't come out,
that
I want his
stuff.
stuff. Do you know what I mean? I'll at least support it. And then if it doesn't come out, it doesn't come out.
Are you getting the James Robinson horror comic from Dark Horse?
What's it called?
Petra? Petra.
Yes.
Okay.
The artist on that too, I like.
Oh, I didn't notice who the artist was.
Who did the cover, at
Oh,
least?
are you getting Space Western Comics from Dark Horse?
Patra is a yes. Space Western.
Where's Dark Horse? How do I find it in this preview?
How did I miss Space Western?
That's republishing Charlton Comics.
What?
I know.
Oh, god damn. Now I gotta go look at see what I'm missing out on.
What page is this on? I can't find Dark Horse. Is it a premier publisher? Is that the beginning?
I think it's right before Image.
Okay.
I think. You
There's
can't
Space.
find shit anymore.
It sucks. It's crazy. It seems like there's like several sections now. There's the beginning section, there's a middle section, there's the end section. All right, I can't find Dark Horse. This Dark Horse has Dynamite. Titan. This Dark Horse. No, it's Image. Ablaze. Maybe Dark Horse is just alphabetical. Distillery. Oh, I can't find Dark Horse.
I can't
God
either.
damn
I'm
it.
pathetic.
All right, I'm just gonna look online. What did I say it was called?
Don't know.
Space Western. I'll read the description. Space West. Right, here's what it says. It says with stories by Walter Gibson, John Belfi, Stan Campbell, and Lou Morales. Space Western comics were one of the weirdest, most fun comic series of the 50s, are collected and restored here, including a lost story. Well, they don't even mention that it was a Charlton, but I looked it up. If I go to look up the original series, Space Western Comics.
I can't believe I can't find it, this fucking previews. I can't find
Wasn't the
IDW
search working?
either.
Oh, there it goes. Space Western. So Space Western, 1952, there was 5 issues, 45 or 40 through 45. Actually, I have my Charlton book behind me. I'm going to look it up in my book. Yeah, this is exciting. Oh, no, I don't have my glasses. Oh, they're there.
I can't believe I can't find anything in this goddamn previews. Where's the table of contents? Jesus Christ.
We need to write to them and say, you really need a table of contents now. Because we can't find... All right, let's see. Space. What's it called? Space Western. I'm not seeing it in here.
That's weird. I see Image. I can't believe I can't find it. Okay,
why is there
I found
no index
it.
In this book?
I found IDW. I think Dark Horse is right before it. I found it. On page 225, there's some Dark Horse stuff.
225. All right, I'm going to head there now. Where's the page numbers? 225. So it's up from where I am. Oh, yeah. I found it. Oh, no, wait. That's IDW.
Now I'm looking for Space Western, though. And that I can't find. I think it would be in the trades section. Like the archives, creepy.
All right, here goes Dark Horse.
Oh, I found it on page 229.
There it is. 229.
That doesn't say anything about Charlton.
It doesn't.
So where did you get that from?
I got that from my comic shop.
Let me see.
But I can't find it in the Charlton book. So is it Charlton? It's a 10 center.
Space Western. Comics, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that's coming out in my database. It is Charlton. You're right. God damn. Ran
was it
for
early?
40 through 45. It used to be Cowboy and Western and then changed to Space. See...
Was it called Cowboy Western? Is that what it
it's
was?
It's called Space Western.
No, what was it originally?
Cowboy Western. But this is the Space Western. So this is covering issues 40 through...
Yeah,
45.
Yeah. So this is when... So it used to be just a cowboy comic, but then they decided to put the cowboys in...
Space
sci-fi stories. That's awesome.
They were ahead of time. The Cowboys versus Aliens movie. They were way ahead of time.
Well, here we go. Space Western Comics, page 40. Right, I'm going to turn to it.
Yeah, the cover to what is this issue here? Hold on. A 41 has like a cowboy shooting at a flying saucer with the military. Yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to add it right now. So you did something to me. God damn it. Edit order.
I thought, yeah, I had to mention that because I thought you would regret it if you didn't.
Well, I don't usually get collected editions, but Space cowboy. How come space mullet came up? Oh, space western.
Here we go.
You saved 36%. Okay, that's on my order.
So that was the early Charlton.
People listened for half an hour just to fucking find us, find the goddamn page in previews.
We found it. That's the important thing.
I need to get some water after that little adventure.
Yeah, and I mean these space westerns. Like my comic shop has a 2.0 copy of number 43 for $70.
Well, that's golden age right there.
Yeah.
I know in the 50s they switch, but it's close.
And I like that it's restored, so it should look good. And it's Craig Yeo. You can't go
Yeah, I
wrong
was
with a Craig
surprised
Yeo
to see
book.
him with Dark Horse and not IDW.
Yeah. Yeah, he has done a lot for IDW. But if his name's on something, you know it's going to be well done. Right, what else do I got questions on? How about. Savage Dragon. Oh no, you're getting that. You're getting that.
I gotta make sure I'm getting Savage Dragon. Hold on.
Are you getting? Well, you always get all the covers. Are you getting all three covers? I don't think I'm gonna get that other dude's cover.
Oh, did they have No, I don't get Savage Dragon here. I get it from my shop. He orders me all the spawns and all the Savage
All the
Dragons
Savage Dragons.
and all the Ninja Turtles.
That's a lot of comics.
I thought you meant like a Savage Dragon compendium or something.
Ah, gotcha. I'm probably gonna get the Incredible Hulk Epic Collection, Volume 15, because it's the McFarlane run
Of what?
of Incredible Hulk. I don't know if that one's come out before and it's a resolicit or if this is the
Is it
first
an
time it's
epic
coming
collection
out.
or what?
Yeah, Epic Collection.
Ooh. Huh. I wanted to get this Gannibal, but I didn't see it. I didn't see volume one there.
The what? Cannibal?
Gannibal
Gannibal? What
with a
page is that
G.
on?
It's on page 188 because I read the free comic book day one and I was like, I like that. But I don't know. It says also available, and then doesn't tell you how to order it. I wanted to order the first volume to see if I liked it.
Oh, is that an oh the Ablaze? Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
I read the free comic book day one, and it's pretty cool. It's about like
Yeah.
this guy that gets a job in a small town, and the previous sheriff is missing or presumed dead, and there's stories of people eating other people. And
Well, it looks
that's
like it's
like,
a series on Hulu. So stream season one of the Gannibal TV series on Hulu Disney Plus now.
I might try the first one if I can give them the code and see if they can order it for me.
Yeah, that is weird that usually when it says also available that it's in the system for that month, but
Yeah.
yeah, you should be able to theoretically order it. Dip your toes in the manga area again, huh?
Well, I've been trying stuff, but Where does that 666 comma come up? Why did I not see it?
I'm not surprised though. It seems like Ablaze like gets good stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that.
Well, I don't know if I read that one from
Ablaze.
Oh, I read that one from Titan. I liked a lot. That was the Crime Noir. I liked that one a lot.
Which one was that?
I forget what it was called. I already read it. It was a manga.
Oh, okay.
I got all the Valiant stuff.
Are you getting Biker Mice from Mars?
I did get it.
I had to decide because that wasn't our generation, so I don't have any.
I just got the Marvel
nostalgia for it.
I just bought the first issue of the Marvel one.
Well, you're all in.
Well, I don't know if I'm all in. I'm more curious than anything.
I haven't decided on that one. I have to decide. It's only three issues. I know nothing about these.
I did try that Gold Digger War Mistress of Mars.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have gotten that after I read the first one, because it's like all it is like Gold Digger, but Gold Digger porn, and it's like.
I was gonna say naked.
It's like multiversal like universe, and that's the piece of the Gold Digger series I don't like. So, but since it was three issues or so, I'm just gonna stick it out.
I guess that's all I had real questions on. What's the other stuff I already know what you're doing? I'm a little bit more expensive this month. There's a lot of good stuff. And stupid Marvel has a bunch of number ones coming out. I don't know that there's any other standouts, though. Oh, did you see David Quinn has a book coming out?
What?
It's called Addiction, Death of Your Life.
Is it out now?
No, it's in previews. She can drug you with her touch. Dr. Nicotino was shot up with a cocktail of drugs by New York City drug cartel capo. She died and was reborn with stunning new chemical powers.
What's the publisher?
The publisher is Addiction Comics.
Addiction. I am getting Daisy Chain Dark Desires Part 1. From Comics Bro.
Oh, are you getting that?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I was going to. I'm still not sure on that one. But this Addiction, it's written by Vincent Zerzolo and David Quinn.
Oh, yeah. I did order it. So I did order that.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to get that.
I didn't know it was David Quinn, though. I just got it.
Just sounded good.
Trying to find that one that we were just talking about, and I can't find it. Was that 666 one? What was that one?
I don't remember the exact title of it because it was like an acronym or something. 666. It's, oh, I don't know.
See, Distillery this month has a bunch of ads, and they only have one book. That's why I fucking hate their shit.
That's
how
we
I
miss
miss shit.
stuff.
That's how I
Yeah.
miss stuff. God
That
damn a
is a
distillery.
legitimate problem.
Oh,
If we can't
you got
tell.
Peep Show, right? For sure.
I got Peep Show and I got Hate.
Yeah, I got those two.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. That's like my childhood, my 20s coming back to life. I was collecting those big time in the 90s. The good old 90s.
That's so funny. I can't find shit in previews anymore. It's like I'm an experienced
Sucks. Oh,
veteran.
and I'm super excited that they're finally actually bringing out a Marvel Disney What If book,
Yeah, I
and it's
am
not just a
getting
cover, it's an actual issue. What if Donald Duck became Wolverine? Fantastic. And there's so many Spawn titles now. There's so many. Probably miss stuff. There's so many.
Yeah, it's getting a little ridiculous in my opinion, but at least the ones that I've read so far have been really good. The Salmon Twitch is my favorite, but
Yeah.
I like that futuristic one too.
Rat City, yeah, it
Yeah,
was
that was
good.
good.
Did you see Dark Horse is doing a collection of Holler,
Yeah.
which was
It's
what was,
alive.
yeah, it's a live book. So maybe they'll publish whatever that other one was called, the River one. Tangled River, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Someone needs to collect it. All right, good stuff.
I can't find anything in previews. It's frustrating.
You still searching for something?
Well, there was something I was going to probably add, and I can't find it now. Maybe it's meant to be.
Which one, the 666 one?
Oh, MI666, yeah. Let's see if I can find it. Who's that? Bliss on Tap. Yeah, I think I'm gonna add that one. I did order How to Steal an Election, too. That was Black Mask.
Yeah, I'm getting that one. Yeah, I think you should get the Black Mask.
Oh, Band of Bards. That was the other one. I couldn't remember. I am going to add
Oh, the
the
Ignis.
Ignis Quadrant. Yep. So I ordered three more because of our discussion. One of them you weren't going to get anyway. Well, both two of them you weren't, but I ran across and I ignored them. So I can close this order. Yep. I think I've gotten all of the avatars I'm going to get too, those boundless things. I haven't
What do
seen
you
them
mean?
hit any more thresholds that I need.
Oh, you mean they haven't solicited any issues that you need
Yeah.
lately? They're
It's
just
been like a
rehashing.
couple of previews in a row, yeah.
Yeah. They're
I or
resoliciting different covers of the same issues or something.
Yeah, and I ordered some that I already had, so I'm like being more careful now.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Although, feel free to bring those dupes to Baltimore.
The nudie ones.
I don't think you're allowed to take those on a plane, though.
Yeah, I'll get arrested.
Yeah, for
Smuggling
bringing
contraband.
pornography across state lines.
Those are nasty books too.
The Thresholds.
They're not nasty. They're nasty sexual, but they're no Elizabeth Bathory. That is
No one is
good
that nasty.
God.
It's impossible.
But this morning I was reading Click Click Bang Bang. Oh God, that's a good comic. That was about that the girl that doesn't speak that takes the photos. And her, they killed her grandfather and she's seeking revenge. Oh God, it's so good. I only have one more issue to go of that. And then I read all of the Pine and Merrimack. God, that's one of the best series of the year. Issue 5 hasn't come out yet, but that is so good. That conspiracy looking for that girl just got like batshit crazy. Like,
Did
well, it ended up involving cults. It ended up involving like those orgies that like the what do they go to? The Nerdy Legion guys go to the anime orgies.
Oh, the caboose
Yeah, the
conventions.
caboose conventions.
Oh,
There
interesting.
was a caboose convention in Pine and Merrimack where
Wow.
they would wear like the costume and they'd be all like naked with the ding-a-ling hanging out and stuff. It was like all kinds of fucking with
Wow.
the anime
Did they were there cameos
of
of the Nerdy
Nerdy
Legion
Legion.
guys in there? You probably
The
couldn't tell because they're probably wearing their masks, but did you
but yeah,
recognize
the
any
but
of the
I recognize the banana
dummies?
lady from Heroes Con.
Oh, she was in there?
Yeah. Nick Wetmore's banana lady. Yep. That series is so good.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to pick up the trade on that one. If it hasn't already been solicited. I don't think it has.
You want to dig into these comics now?
Yeah, we got some books. I need to drink some water, though.
Yeah. Better do that so you don't cough like me.
My mouth is getting dry. Might need to eat something too. Let's see, what should I eat?
A sausage McMuffin.
I would have to go get a bag, get a English muffin out of the freezer. I have to get a veggie sausage patty and make an egg. It would take too long. Gonna have a Kind bar.
That sounds too kind.
I can have a cranberry almond or a dark chocolate nuts and sea salt. I'm gonna eat the dark chocolate one. I'm gonna pull my big stack of comics. We got a bunch of comics.
Yes.
And some of them I have in the stack, but I don't know if they were on our list because you didn't send me a list.
I did send you a list.
So I had to guess.
Wait, fuck that.
Did you
I
send
sent
me a
you a
list?
list.
I don't remember this.
Under messages, I even have proof here.
I never got it.
You got it. You're shitting me.
It was so long ago, I forgot about it. How's that? Messages.
How
Let's
can
see.
you be a fucking counselor if you can't remember anything?
Let's see. I'm not a counselor. Did send me a list. Let me see if I read everything. Dick Tracy, yeah. Horror Comics, yes. Redcoat, yes. Rat City, yes. Black Lagoon, yes. Pooh, oh, Pooh versus Bambi, that was on there. I did read it. Hack Slash, yes. Uncanny Valley, yes. Faust, yes. Bathory, Disgusting. Yes. I already read everything. Pooh versus Bambi was one I wasn't sure if it was on the list or not, but I wanted to read it anyway.
It was better than I expected it to be.
I liked it.
I liked it too. I thought it was gonna be like one of them that I was like, I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah, who
But
cares about
I thought the art was good. I
Winnie
thought
Pooh and Bambi?
the setup was interesting.
I only got my broken glasses. They keep falling off my face.
Why are they broken?
Because I broke them.
How'd you break them?
Don't remember. It's accidental.
I don't remember. God damn.
I don't remember specific. I think I did. It wasn't. I think I just. Oh, I was spinning them around by the. You know how you sometimes spin your glasses around by one of the ear pe like one of the. What are those called? Side pieces. One of the side pieces, and it like popped right off.
You better go get them fixed.
They're just reading glasses. So I'll just buy some new ones. Pooh versus Bambi, written
Did
by
you know
Noah
that Zenoscope
Michelle
has a movie club?
Mitchell. Has a what?
A movie club.
For what? They don't have what movies do
Well,
they have?
go look at
Go look at it.
the back of the
Oh, back of.
advertisements.
Let's see. It says high quality, affordable comics. That's not it. Oh, like at the back? Virtual cons. Convention tour.
Movie
They're
club.
gonna be at Baltimore. Then they have super expensive
No,
statues.
but did you notice the statues were Witchblade, Aphrodite, and Angelus?
Those new ones.
Well, I think Angelus is like,
Oh, they're
I
on.
think that's Liefeld, isn't it? Or maybe that's they're
Oh,
all
I see what
Top
you're
Cow.
saying. Yeah, you're right. They're not
They're all Top Cow.
yeah, Top Cow.
Well, Robin Hood is the.
Yeah, Zenoscope one. These are $1,000 statues. These are nice ones.
She does look like a the Robin Hood does look like a Sojourn from what do you call it, Cross Gen.
Cross Gen. Oh, here we go. Zenoscope Movie Club 24. Join us every month at 6 p.m. for Zenoscope's Movie Club live stream, where we discuss a different action, horror, or sci-fi film and unveil a brand new homage cover. So they watch the movie, or are they just talking about the movies?
I think they talk about the movies. They discuss different action, horror, or sci-fi film and unveil a brand new epic homage. The homage to that cover. So
So
they talk about the
they talk
movie and
about
then
the
they might
movie.
have a homage to Spaceballs.
Yeah. So the next one is Blade Runner. So the upcoming ones are Blade Runner, Ghostbusters, Nightmare on Elm Street, Weird Science, Conan, Evil Dead, Superman, Beetlejuice.
There you go. But Pooh versus Bambi. So these are two properties that became open public domain. And
Yeah. Well, Bambi's probably been public domain, right?
I
This is
would think
older.
so.
Although I haven't really seen anyone use it before.
Yeah, it's kind of rough to use a deer and a. I follow this animal Twitter page.
Oh, TMI.
Well, it's an animal thing that it just shows animals, and it showed this one that was disturbing because it was like a deer who had killed another deer, and he beheaded the deer. He pierced the other deer's head, and the head was stuck to his antlers.
He like ripped it off with his antlers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the caption was, "Looks like you know who won." But I'm like, this poor deer is like eating grass and he's got a fucking other deer attached to his head. Like his antlers holding up that deer's head. So he must have pierced his head and then somehow ripped off the neck.
Yeah, that's true. So that's going to just sit there rotting
On his head until he
until
somehow pulls it off.
and or it breaks off, or his antler breaks off, 'cause they do that sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But until then, he'll have this awesome skull at some point. That would be frightening.
Yeah.
Deer coming towards you with big antlers and like the skull. Deer skull. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's like this looked like something out of a horror movie. And they usually just show like animals doing interesting things. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
All of a sudden they dipped into, yeah, that's an interesting one. Here's your cute animal of the day photo.
So Pooh versus Bambi is by Joe Brucia, Dave Franchini, David Wolves, and Noah Mitchell, with writer Noah Mitchell. So they must have all got together, had a beer or a
Yeah, they have
coffee.
their, they do their Zenoscope. I don't know what they call it. I can't remember. Where they all get, they get all of them together and like hash out the storylines for the year.
And then hire the artist.
And then assign them someone to write it and then, yeah, bring in an
But they're like
artist.
invading a military organization deep within the 100 acre woods, which is
100
where
acre
Pooh was,
woods, yeah.
right? And it looks like they have Eeyore, Bambi, Pooh, Tigger, and who's the rabbit? I don't know who the rabbit is. A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo.
Roo.
Is it
No,
Roo?
wait. No, Roo's a
A
kangaroo.
kangaroo.
Wait, what are you asking about? The witch?
The rabbit.
Oh, the rabbit.
There seems to be a rabbit. There's Eeyore on the left. There's
Yeah,
Bambi on the
Eeyore,
left.
Bambi,
Tigger
Tigger,
is at the
Pooh,
top. Pooh. And then there's
and
a rabbit and
Bunny.
an owl.
Rabbit, and Owlsy. I'm not sure. I'm not up to speed on
Disney.
my Pooh lore.
Actually, Pooh lore is not necessarily Disney, right? Isn't it written and then they adapted it?
Yeah, Pooh's not Disney, but I don't remember.
They
Where's the where's the
made the
rabbit
animated.
from? Where's the rabbit from?
That's what I don't know. I'm trying to sing the song, but I don't know the song beyond those words.
I don't even know this. What is this song you're singing?
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the
Winnie
Pooh.
the Pooh,
There's a
funny
donkey
little,
named Eeyore
ugly
is
little
his
piece
friend, and
of
Kanga and Little Roo. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. They're bouncy, trouncy, trouncy, frouncy, fun, 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 fun. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. But I don't know what the rabbit is or the owl.
I don't know either. I don't know which.
The owl's actually holding like a ninja sword. Tigger's like ripping out guts with his claws. And the others
Wonder if
have
that's from
guns.
Bambi. Bambi had other animals in it, right?
Oh, Bambi did have a rabbit.
Oh, is that a?
But I don't know what the rabbit's. Thumper!
Yeah, is that Thumper?
Yeah, that's Thumper! Oh, fuck. Good call. And I bet you the owl is from Bambi, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it seems like there was a wise owl in the tree.
Good call.
I don't know the owl's name. It's probably just
As
owl.
soon as you switched, I knew exactly what the name was, Thumper.
Yeah, Thumper. That's funny. But these are not your Disney animals. These are badass, muscle bound, militant animals.
Yeah,
Carrying
they
weapons.
shoot a bunch of. They dismember and rip apart guts and And then they go in to kill the scientists that are inside the
Yeah,
lab.
Pooh comes in, guns a blast, and shoots two dudes in the head. Boom, boom. Cold-blooded.
And that's when he discovers that book about the zoo and there's Pooh and Bambi and Eeyore.
Right. Because they thought they were grown in the lab, right? Yeah, he says, this is a test. We were grown in tubes and trained as soldiers. Bambi, we never had a childhood. He says, oh yeah, well, what the hell is this? And he gives them a book that shows them as little kid animals at their zoos.
And see, speaking of that little thing on Twitter, he Bambi guts these two guys with his antlers.
Oh yeah, there you
They'd be
go.
stuck on his antlers, but he
Yeah, he
pulls their
pulls them
heads up.
out. He didn't. They missed an opportunity. He should have ripped them off, and they're sitting there. And then
Their
he could have been
heads were
like,
just on there.
"Are you gonna get rid of those?"
Yeah.
He'll be like, "I can't."
And they
Well, he has
find
arms
the
though.
chemical that actually turned them is in that lab. And Pooh is like wanting to defend his human friend. What is that guy's name? 'Cause he shows up at the end.
Oh, Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin, yeah. And the deer's like, bullshit, he's just as bad as the rest of them. And that's when Pooh pulls out a gun and kills his buddy. I don't know if that was justified.
It's definitely not justified.
He must really like Christopher Robin, because that's what drove it.
Loves Christopher Robin.
What did he say? How lucky am I to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard? Please don't do this. What was he gonna do? Well, he says, I'm done with you too. I'm done with Robin. I'm
Yeah,
done with
this
humans. Those
sucks.
bastards took everything from us. You and I, we need to take it all back. We got to set things right. And he's like, please don't do this. And then he blows a hole in his head. And then it cuts to the future where he's there with his honey. And he's all bearded and old. And he's hiding from. He's on the run, essentially.
He looks like a bum. He's covered in honey. Drunk.
And then these two hunters find him and take a picture of him on social media, and then all of a sudden they know where he's at.
Yep. He's been found.
And the girl is somebody's name too, right?
She's Piglet.
Piglet. And she's got pigtails, but she's not a pig.
No, she's not a pig. Good art. I like it.
And Christopher Robin is a general now.
Yep. He finds out Christopher Robin's General Robin. Silly old bear.
That was
I like.
good.
Yeah, I liked it. The story was interesting. The action was good. There's a lot of emotion, and there was enough touchstones back to the original, winks back to the original material. It made it fun.
Did you order number two or no?
I did because I think it's like three. Yeah, it's three issues. So
Oh, that one already
I think I
came
got it
in.
already. Yeah, I think
Yeah,
I got
so
it.
it's already here.
So
Yeah.
I got my comics yesterday.
We could put that one on the list.
Yeah. Sounds
I'm
good.
curious to see what they're gonna do. Well, it's not Pooh and Bambi anymore because he killed him. It's just Pooh.
It's just Pooh. But it's Pooh versus Bambi, so you know Bambi's gonna have his retribution. Or
I thought this was not going to be good, but
maybe the son of Bambi.
you know these guys that made Zenoscope, they seem to have a knack for making a story out of nothing. Like,
Yeah, I think that in if this was just like a Kickstarter or something that someone was doing, I'd be like, I don't know, it's gonna suck. But I think I've learned that to trust
yeah.
Zenoscope. And I think when those dudes get in a room and hash out a story, they usually come up with something pretty good. At least I don't remember any recently that have let me down. And this is kind of in the vein of Goatman and
Mango.
Man Goat and what's the other guy? I
I
can't
don't
remember.
remember.
It's definitely in that realm. So if you like that, you'll like this.
So let's do Dick Tracy next.
Dick Tracy from Mad
I
Caddy.
actually gave Pooh versus Bambi a 4 out of 5.
I gave it. I give it a 5 out of 5.
I could see that though. You know, like
I think I was just in the right mood for it.
it was very visually appealing. Like if you look at the panels and you see all the destruction they do when they're invading that fortress, it's pretty badass. It's pretty
Yeah.
cool. I give it a 4 out of 5, though. Dick Tracy, I gave a 5 out of 5, but I have become such a fan and I'm sort of biased. And
Yeah, I gave Dick Tracy a 4 out of 5. So we swapped.
I gave it a 5 out of 5. It wasn't something that was like a new story, because if you even know the movie, you kind of know what happens here, because Mumbles is. You know, no, Mumbles by Dustin Hoffman was played Mumbles, and he was gonna rat somebody out, and in this case, he's gonna rat out Lips, I think, or whatever his name is. They don't name him in here, but he's Flat Top is working for him, and they have a big bloodbath inside of a. There's a reporter talking to a councilman from the city, and he's about to like let a story loose. And the diner that they're in, just everybody gets slaughtered inside the diner with Tommy guns. They just come in and slaughter everybody. And all you see is the Flat Top, like the image of Flat Top. And then Dick Tracy comes in and he's investigating this, and the two cops are they don't care for Dick Tracy, but he runs into Tess Trueheart. Her brother was, or it was her father, was Mr. Trueheart, and he's the one that was murdered with the reporter. And Dick Tracy is on the job. And Tess is investigating the murder, and she runs across a thing in her father's file cap or drawer that says, "Meet Marsh, get to Mumbles." She goes, "What's a Mumbles?" But Dick Tracy knows what a Mumbles is. And then these two guys invade that area, and then she has to run from them. And Dick Tracy picks her up. And they almost get gunned down by Flat Top. I like this a lot. Like, I'm totally on board with this.
Yeah, I liked it as well.
That was by, this is from Mad Cave, and it was by Alex Segura and Michael Morakai, and artist is Geraldo Borges. And he does a really good crime noir art style. I like it a lot for this book.
Yeah, it worked well for it.
What do you want to do next?
Well, we can Creature from the Black Lagoon is on the top of my pile, so we can do
okay,
that one.
I'll do that one. What do you do with these ones? Because there are not a lot of issues in these.
In what?
The Universal Monsters.
I think I'm just getting the first issues.
Because there are only four issues.
Yeah.
They're just barely over that cusp.
They are. But
this
they
is,
are.
This is Dan Waters. Isn't he the guy that did?
He's done a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's Dan Wagner I'm thinking of.
Oh. Dan Waters did, I don't know. He's done a bunch of stuff for
Ram V
stuff.
And Dan Waters and.
Yeah, they're big names.
Matthew
big,
Roberts.
Big names on this one. Actually, all of the Universal Monsters have had big names. Working on them, haven't they?
Yeah. The art is really nice.
Yeah, I like the art a lot. What was this about? This is a reporter woman.
The reporter woman's working undercover to try to bust somebody. So she's tracking this guy down. And that leads her to the death of some more people. So she believes this guy's
a
serial killer.
A town where there's been a bunch of drownings, right?
Yeah. She's tracking down the serial killer. And that's when she goes into the bayou and sees these two dudes with a body getting into a boat. And she keeps having dreams of her drowning, so I don't know if she was a victim that
right.
got away or what.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know yet.
But she gets into the water and almost drowns, and it looks like there's a creature that saves her.
Yeah, she goes under. And she says, let this be the last dream, the final nightmare. Let it all be over.
Not a lot to that story, but it was well done. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I thought the art was amazing.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5 as well. Yeah, it was well done, for sure. But to see where it goes.
What do you
got?
You
don't see the creature until the last page.
Yeah. What do you got on top of the stack next?
I have / Kill Your Idols.
So I ordered this and I didn't even know it was a tie-in to Eric Larson's and Rob Liefeld's and Valentino's characters.
Oh, you didn't know
I just
who the idols were?
No,
were
I just I just get / right? I didn't know.
True. Yeah, you're getting it by default. I would have, I mean, yeah, same. I would have gotten a / one shot.
This is by Tim Seeley and Stefano Caselli with Dan Lester. I noticed some panels were, it looked like two artists were doing stuff, but I don't know why that looked like it. It looked like some were like really laid out. And then some were like sketchy looking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, and I noticed that as well.
Especially
yeah,
when
I was
you get,
wondering
you
having
jump
two
from,
artists. Yeah.
If you jump from like part 4 to part 5, that's where you really notice
that,
it.
Yeah, I think that I'm flipping through. Yeah, for sure the first half of the book and the second half were, or at least part, yeah, I don't know. You can definitely tell there's two artists. Because there's a distinct change in some of the scenes are clearly drawn by someone else.
So this is Vlad and Cassie trying to hunt down the beach penetrator.
The beach penetrator. Oh yeah. Penetrator? Jesus, they're running out of slasher names.
This guy always says roadie toe, roadie toe. I don't know what's up with that.
Roadie toe.
But they track him down, and then Vlad slices the shit out of him, and he still survives. He dismembers the hell out of him.
Yeah, he's still talking,
And he
so
says,
Vlad
Johnny
stabs
Armstrong.
him
Yeah.
in the head.
That leads them to Johnny Armstrong, which leads them to the Super Patriot. And they throw down with him, and we learn about Blue Coat and the Six Sons of Sam, which leads them to the DEAD program, Project Born Again, which leads us to Bloodstrike, which is Rob Liefeld's team. We got Tag, Foreplay, Shogun, Deadlock, and Cabot. And that leads them to Shadowhawk. I kind of like the sketchier art better. I don't know why, but
I like it. It was a little jarring of a changeover.
yeah.
But it does, yeah, it does
I
look
like
good.
how they fight, like they end up fighting like what you think is Stormwatch, but I guess they couldn't get Jim Lee's Stormwatch, so they put in a bunch of other characters. And one of these characters is like their Wolverine. His name is Blade is Blade as Hands. It's not so different from Blades in Hands. And this guy shoves blades, they come out of his nostrils.
Yeah, that
They
was
don't
funny.
call me All Blade for nothing.
Yeah, I'll believe, yeah.
Sybil,
That
the
was funny.
Sun Sorceress. One piece I didn't understand is how this all resolved, how it led back to the killer. That's the piece I didn't understand.
Yeah, it was a little
They
confusing.
had a fight with Stormwatch, or what
Zuko?
was like them, and they formed a new team called Blood Force. And she says, "Yeah, we'll join a team, call it Blood Force." And it says, "No, you guys go live your story. I have to go live mine. And trust me, you don't want to be any
Be a
part of
part
it."
of it. Well, because there was a whole thing with the original assistant who Cassie looks like. And
Yeah.
then did she talk to her like in a vision, or I can't remember.
No, she was in the tub.
Or did she? Oh, that's right. She basically said that Cassie needs to exist and fight monsters. I don't know, it was a little weird.
Yeah.
It's something like the, in order for you to exist, the monsters need to exist, or something like
Yeah.
that. So she's going to continue fighting her monsters.
I gave that a 4 out of 5. I was pleasantly surprised because it had
Oh, to
characters
see
I
all the
like.
characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always fun to see those characters come up, have appearances again.
What else do you got on top of the stack next?
I have a red coat.
Ah, this one I gave a 5 out of 5. I like this one a lot.
I think I gave it either a 3 or 4.
Wow, a three. That's
This
not
is
good.
not, this isn't my thing.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't bad, and it wasn't done poorly. It was done well. It's just not my favorite.
This had Einstein cults. I mean, it's like a Ben Franklin. How could you not like this? This was awesome. And plus,
Yeah, four. I give it a 4 out of 5.
it has a guy that's like the irredeemable Ant-Man. Like, he's not a good guy.
Oh, in terms of his yeah, personality.
He's a drunk and he uses people.
Yeah. No, I did like it. It's not that I didn't like it. So this one's by.
I mean, I like Rook more. Like, Rook is slightly
Yeah, for
better than
sure.
this,
Yeah,
but.
Rook is more in my wheelhouse than this
But this one I
historical.
liked a
I'm not really into
lot.
historical fiction.
Oh, I
But
love
the, I mean,
this
it was well
shit.
done. I mean, it's done, Jeff Johns and Brian Hitch, so. Powerful team.
It's basically about a guy that. A British soldier that runs across a cult that looks like they're intending the lightning to strike Ben Franklin and make him immortal. And instead, it makes this guy immortal, Simon Pure. And then he just goes throughout history being a loser and running across young Einstein and having sex with lots of women he uses, and
Yep, it's him jumping through
always
time.
getting shot at. Getting slapped at. Accumulating a huge bar tab. And then Betsy sold him out and to three guys, but. He gets the upper hand and they kill him, though. And he's reincarnated again inside of a coffin. And young Einstein digs him out. And then the cult is there, the cult that he
You're the
stole the
wizard.
powers from.
Yep, who've been searching for him through time.
Yeah, I like this one. This is really good. So the 5 out of 5 so far for me were Dick Tracy and Redcoat. We have Uncanny Valley. This is an unusual one.
Yes.
But I really liked it.
From Tony Fleeks and Dave Wachter.
Yeah. This is a boy trying to fit in his school and doing crazy ass shit and getting in trouble.
He's at a new school, so.
And he's like how like a cartoon character, so when he these kids fall off the bridge and break their legs, he kind of
Yeah,
sinks into the ground.
so it opens with a scene where kids are gonna jump off a bridge and they're like, "Come on, you have to do it with us." And he's the new kid, so he's like, "All right, fine." And they jump off, and the other kids break their legs, and he survives. He just sinks into the ground. And then his mom gets pulled in from, she's a nurse and gets pulled in to the school to talk to the principal. Because he's gotten in trouble not just for this, but for causing a disturbance in shop class and for starting a fire. And he tells the story to his mom. He said, "I wasn't causing a disturbance. I hit my thumb with a hammer and I started bouncing off the walls." And the kids tempt or dared me to eat a hot pepper, so I ate it, and then fire came out of my mouth
Yeah.
and started the fire.
And they come home, and she cooks some lasagna, it looks like, and there's crows outside that attack them through the window.
Yeah, and he tells her mom, and she's like, "Are you sure they were crows?" And he's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh no."
And then the grandfather comes in and he looks like Yosemite Sam, kind of.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam comes in and starts shooting the crows. And it's like, "Wait, who is that guy?" It's like, "That's your grandpa."
Mom, what is
What?
that thing? Is it a cartoon? That is your grandpa. Hey, partner. And he basically drives him off in a car. Away from the crows. He can't even reach the pedals. So it looks like he's got some kind of contraption hooked up to the pedals.
Yeah.
And
I
at
like
one
when.
time, when he pulls out the gun, the kid's driving.
Yep, so basically the kid has found out that he's half cartoon. Half human, half cartoon.
Yeah, I like this one. I gave it a
That's pretty funny.
5 out of 5. I already read number 2.
Yeah, I gave it a 5 out of 5 as well. It was really good.
I
It
like that
was
one more than I thought
fun.
I
It was a
would.
cool concept. Great art. I like how the art, like the human side is like more realistic, and then the cartoons are obviously cartoon style.
Yeah. He does a good job, Wactor. He does fantastic.
Yeah, he's gotten good over the years. I like when the kid like is escaping from the house, like being chased by the crows, his legs do the
Yeah.
he shoot, crashes through the wall. He's like, "What?" I think didn't he turn 13 or something? Like I think,
Manifested his
yeah,
mutant ability of cartoons, I
his
guess.
cartoon powers are manifesting now. Must be.
We got Rat City.
Rat City in the Spawn universe.
This one took a while to read. There's a lot of content.
This is by Erica Schultz. This takes place in the future. Or no, this takes place in another dimension, right?
I thought it was the future.
In the future.
Is it, where do you get the other dimension?
I don't know. I thought I saw that somewhere.
2107.
Guess it's hard to tell if it's another dimension when it's that far in the future.
They look like a bunch of mercenaries that attack a facility to kill everybody inside the facility. And they escape, but they don't. They get out, but they're tracked down and shot down, and it looks like their legs are crushed, two of them. And when they come back, they're in another facility 6 months later in New York City, and they're in some kind of program where they rehabilitate soldiers to become soldiers, super soldiers kind of thing. And they all go through tests and such, and not a lot of them make it. And this guy actually fails, and he's taken out of the program.
Yeah, he gets robotic legs. Because his legs got blown off.
And he's sort of living at the bottom of the barrel because I guess it's one of those futuristic cities where the lower to the ground you are, the more poor you are. And then there's chaos happening. He falls in a pit and he runs
Because he's,
across.
isn't he like working construction or something?
Yeah. Ends up fighting these dudes, and then his eyes light up like he's gonna be manifested by a symbiote, the Spawn.
I guess it's not really another dimension, because it says when Al Simmons succeeded in the necroplasmic detonation in 2019, it not only affected his reality, it affected all realities. The ripples of one Hellspawn's action would cascade through space and time.
That's what made you think it might be another reality.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but it could just be the future. I mean, no way to know. So yeah, so now he's manifesting.
I gave that one a 4 out of 5. I was entertained by all of these sight unseen. So I guess I was pleasantly surprised. I think I selected Rat City and Red Coat. You selected Uncanny Valley, Hack Slash.
What did I give Rat City?
Creature
4 out of 5.
Black. I selected Dick Tracy, and you selected Pooh and Bambi.
I didn't know you kept track of who picked what.
I don't normally, but in this case, it was easy because we did about half each.
Yeah.
And then we had horror comics.
All right, we got some horror comics. Three different variations, kind of.
Yeah, but you got your black and white Jabberwock again.
I did get a we got an anthology one, a Jabberwocky, and then a start of a four-parter. So the first one is Horror Comics Beach Off, which I don't know what the stories had to do with beaches, but there were some good pirate stories in here.
The pirate story had some really good art. It looked
first
like
one? Yeah.
It looked like EC type artwork from a Golden Age type pirate book.
Yeah, it was very
that one was really good.
Yeah, the art was really good. The story was really good too. I like these a lot. So the first story was, I gotta find my notes. I can remember this one. So it was about a what is he?
A buccaneer, I guess. I don't
Captain
think he's
Percival
a pirate.
J. Smith, commander of HMS Trident, and they're in pursuit of another ship that has a traitor.
Looks like a slave trader of some sort.
Yeah, so they're chasing this boat down, and they finally, they kind of like cornered it in this bay, and then during the night, the other ship tried to escape, so they fired on it. And he's asking where the captain is, and he points him down. They say he's down in the hold, so he goes down there, and he finds the captain, but the captain is turned into Jabba the Hutt.
A black whale.
Yeah, he's turning into a whale, and he tells the story that he tried to kill a whale, but then the whale did his whale song and it shattered every bone in his body, and this is what he's become. This is a good story.
Yeah, I liked it.
So this is Scott O'Brown wrote this one. And he also wrote the next one, which is also good.
Yeah.
It's about a violinist who
that keeps growing more fingers.
Well, he's doing something with like what's it called?
A quartet that
stem cells or something.
Yeah.
Oh, stem cell treatment he was getting. It worked. I grew a second index finger. So apparently he's taking stem cells because he wants to grow more fingers so he can play this song on the violin that he's dreamed of, but he can't play it with only four fingers.
Then
so he gets six fingers
cutting,
and he's finally able to play this.
He gets another hand almost.
Yeah, it's finally, he's able to play this song and he's very happy. But then he wakes up the next day and he has like 10 fingers on each hand. So he says, that's too many. And he starts snipping off his fingers. And then he ends up having to get his hands amputated.
Then you have another like boating thing with a box that people find in the ocean, and that box is haunted.
Wasn't there a vampire in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good story too. This is a good issue.
Swamp Beast. This is about a beast in the back, the bayou,
Bayou.
the bayou, and a witch, which turns
Yeah.
out to be a swamp beast. And then you get some pinups. And I think that's why you got the title Bikini
Is
Beach
that
off.
the Bikini Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some monsters in bikinis. This is a good issue, though. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good anthology one.
Yeah.
And then you got your Jabberwocky, which is the more of an art book to me.
You're not wrong. Wait, where'd my notes go? I lost them. Oh, there we go.
Involves the Jabberwocky and the Rabbit Girl,
Yeah, the rabbit girl's getting chased by Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
and then ends up with the Mad Hatter.
And ends up with the Mad Hatter. But the rabbit girl, she's walking down the cobblestone path, and she pulls up one of the tiles, and there's like these little rabbit creatures, and she starts eating them.
Yeah.
Like, no, we have a family. And she puts them in a sack and takes them with her. And then she goes to the
Then she's chased by the Tweedledee and Tweedledum that want the sack of rabbits.
Yeah. And she keeps eating the rabbits. And then the Mad Hatter barfs up this re this creature. And then did the girl like merge with the creature or something?
It looks like it. The
And then they started
barf.
eating the Mad Hatter. It isn't about the tea. It's about the bread and butter.
To be continued question mark.
I swear every issue of this, it seems like it's never clear if it's going to be the end or if it's going to continue.
Well, I think that's intentional, I
And
guess.
then a couple of years later, another issue comes out.
Do I am I inspired to draw another
That
issue of this?
the last one is the start of a new storyline, Origin Point. This is part 1 of 4 by Dino Caruso and Sean Richeson.
Yeah, this guy actually contacted me, I guess, because he knows I read it and then said, "Hey, if you want to do an interview,
Oh,
I'm
is that this dude?
available." Yeah, that's this dude.
Ah.
So tired, though, lately of saying I don't do interviews.
Say we don't do interviews, but thanks for listening to the show,
Yeah.
which you clearly do. We're not going to interview Dino, but we will talk about
Your books.
Origin Points.
This is Dino, Sean Richardson, and JC Grande. And this one I think is going to be continued in the next few.
Yeah, this is part 1 of 4. And there's actually two stories in here. One is the main story, and then one is just a short story about the lab that is the main where the main story takes place. So it's in the same universe. But this is a lab where they're doing some kind of genetic experiments on people. And it opens where the lab gets discovered, right, and attacked by the soldiers of some sort. They're shutting it down, basically. And the scientist sends the genetic experiments back in time, so he doesn't get caught.
Librance.
And I think he intends to send them back
10 years or so.
10 years, but he ends up sending them back to the 1500s. Oops.
They
Dang
look
time
like
travel.
they're vampire monsters too.
Yeah, so they've evolved over the hundreds of years. And then one of the descendants has come back to the lab.
I think, is he a werewolf?
That's what I didn't really understand.
Sorry.
Because they show when the Mike's dying over there. They show when the genetically modified creatures are sent back to the 1500s, and one of them encounters a werewolf, which I didn't know werewolves were around in the 1500s, but
I don't think they're around
I guess
at
they've been
all.
lost to history. But now we know the truth. And then the second story is about a dude who's working. He's working on telekinesis and trying to give a rat telekin or he gives a rat telekinesis, and then he tries to give it to a human, but he ends up burning the guy's brains, basically. And then they jump to a year later, and the scientist is not a scientist anymore, and he's searching for his telekinesis rat. And it looks like the guy whose brain he burned is still walking around thinking that he's repeating the stuff he said on the last day before he died. So I think he's just walking around with a burnt out brain.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I was entertained. But I liked the first one the best. I
Yeah.
just thought all the stories in 26 were like top notch.
Oh, 28. Yeah, 28 was
28,
the
sorry.
best out of the three. Yeah, those are good. I hope they have more stories by those guys. Because those are good. It is funny that for a beach one, I guess beach horror stories are going to be pirate stories.
Yeah. Well, the theme of it didn't really fit what was in the book except for the pinups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we got left? Just the standards?
Just the finale to Faust, number
The last
15,
Faust.
and then Elizabeth Bathory filth.
And then some more filth. What happened to my filth? Oh, there it is.
Should probably do that last.
Do the filth last so people, any of our more sensitive listeners can drop off.
Skip the filth. Well, the Faust is pretty filthy, but it's not
It's not
comparatively.
so th this this episode wasn't so filthy, or this issue wasn't so filthy.
I actually found after reading this entire thing that the last three chapters were just so much of the same.
I got so sick of M
Yeah, just bousting about
pontificating
talking.
about the end of the world. It was funny. Did you read any of the back material?
I did a long time ago. I don't remember it.
There was one part that it's an interview with David Quinn and Tim, and there was a question of what they think, looking back on the material. And he did say something about, David Quinn did say something about, Where is it?
M couldn't keep his fucking trap shut.
Something about being a little bit. If he was writing it again, he would make it a little less wordy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But this is a battle between M, Faust. Claire is fighting with what is her name? The doctor.
Dr. Jade.
Jade. Jade is supposedly impregnated with the seed that M gave her. And from what I could tell, Faust sticks his claws in there and kills the baby.
Well, no, he didn't. She did. She jumped on his claw.
That's true. She instigated
Yeah,
the
'cause
killing.
she didn't want to have M's baby, so she dove on Faust's claw.
Claire shot. And by the way, if you guys were wondering, M is not circumcised.
I'm
He's
sure we've talked about that before.
yeah.
I know we've talked about M's penis
We've talked about his flaccid penis,
many
but I don't know
times.
if we said uncircumcised.
Well, we might not have pointed out the detail.
Claire shoots M a couple of times, but and then goes after the doctor, Jade.
Yeah.
Jade, it seems like a huge pit just opens up in the ground for no reason other than hell is looks like hell is manifesting itself in their
Yeah,
tower that
the end
they're
of the
in.
world is coming.
Yeah. It's kind of like that comedy with the super bad guys. I forget what it's called, but it's like they're in a mansion and the end of the world comes and a huge pit opens up. That's
Oh
what
yeah.
happens here.
I guess something about end of the world.
Yeah. Claire looks like she falls to her death.
Yeah, well, Jade kicks her, right?
Yeah.
Kicks her into the pit.
And that reporter feels like she has to save Jade.
Yeah, he comes back in and helps Jade.
And tries to help her escape, but before that happens, she falls upon Faust's claws. And then M is no!
No! Whore! I powered your fair body with a humble jot of my essence.
It's like that song, Having My Baby.
I'm going to
Dun,
use that
dun.
term, a jot of my essence.
Yeah. Well, that guy, I don't know if you heard that song. Who's that singer, Barb? That sings that, Having My Baby? Who? I can't hear you. Tom Jones.
It's, yeah, Tom Jones. I've
Having My
heard
Baby. And he's like,
it.
I put my seed in you, and I feel it growing. That was like M.
The first time I think the first time I ever heard that song was in the Circle Jerks version.
I didn't know they had a version. Now I want to hear it.
Well, they have a song that's like a what's it called when you do a bunch of different songs? Like a.
I forget, but they like sing a
Is
bunch
this
of
a term
songs and
for
it's
it?
one song.
Yeah,
And they
this one where
have Tom
they do a
Jones's
bunch.
song in there, Having My
Yeah, they do
Baby.
"Having My Baby." They do like a Carpenter's song, and I can't remember what other songs.
That's such a like weird song in today's world.
Yeah, there's a lot
If you
of
listen to the lyrics,
'70s
for
songs that
sure.
are interesting to listen to nowadays.
But that's what Am wanted. He was like, "You're having my
Having my
baby.
baby, what a
Duh,
wonderful woman,
duh.
saying must
I
she
put my
love me.
seed in you, and I feel it growing."
Used me.
Yeah.
For a shredded second, I could hear the seraphim shudder and mourn.
And it seems like this was going to be lost again for another 10,000 years.
All my devotion is undone.
I
I
like
saw
how
the glory. No more souls in heaven reached out my hand and I let it slip.
she showed me a spark, a kind of primal knowing. Now, what will become of the child of my child? And he's like, Faust is like, listen to you babble. Sounds like you're ashes yourself. You're done. Jane ripped out the spine of your magic. Clinging to life, my mongrel son.
I endure just long enough to extinguish you. And he stabs him or something. I don't know what he does. Maybe he just punches him. Come on, Jaspers, fuck him up. I like the reporter because all these guys are talking in all this flowery language, and then the reporter's just like, fuck him up.
But
Still
all
his
that is
conscience.
beyond good and evil. Let me die to send you to a solitary hell.
Die, and the sun slays sire. Wheels turn, new fire.
And he
Die.
reverts back to M. My favorite until we clash again. And that whole building just like sinks into the ground, it seems like. But the reporter tries to save Jade. He does save her. And what's left of the staircase, they exit out the building. And they live through this, and the firefighters find them.
Yeah, the firefighters get there and there's no fire because the building's gone.
Jade's in the hospital, and this must be a time when you could smoke in the hospital because they're both smoking.
Sure. Good old days.
And
Smoking in the hospital is so hilarious now. That's weird, and the fact that you could smoke on planes is boggles the mind.
what boggles my mind is how we went from these really comfortable plane seats that had lots of space and you could
Ashtrays.
ashtrays and you could there's a what do you call it, a collector's corner about airline paraphernalia. Did you see that?
I
It
don't
was
know if I
like
saw that
Pan
one.
Am stuff and like this guy built a
Yeah,
collection.
I
he
did see.
he
Oh,
built a
he built a model, right?
he built a plane inside of a warehouse that the film
Yeah.
studios use all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and he showed like the probably the most awesome thing was like this the it was a thing they gave to passengers. It was like this box with different things in it, like napkins and stuff. And his wasn't quite complete, but it was like almost complete, like with everything in it, like toothpicks and stuff.
Well, I thought the guy that was gonna, like, you know how it makes a
Trade.
trade? He asked for the tray, but I thought he was gonna say, I'll give you the last pieces of the tray you're
Oh, the
missing.
tray. Yeah.
But
But he wanted
instead,
the
he's
tray.
like, I want the tray for these, like, stickers and stuff. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, because it's this tray of like totally disposable things that no one kept.
Yeah.
So, and he's been trying to put it together for like years, get each
You could tell right
little
off the
part of
bat when
it.
that it's pretty predictable when they're not going to make the deal.
Most of the time, they don't take the deal.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Well, because it's like, this is my collection, and I've worked hard to collect this stuff.
But this
So the
guy says
likelihood
about
that.
the tray, it took me 20 years to assemble this. Oh, I want the tray. I'm
Yeah.
like,
Out of
fuck you,
everything.
man.
Like, ask for something that I have duplicates of. Don't ask for
Yeah.
my prized possession in life.
Exactly. And there at the end of this, there's like a demon baby. I don't know where that comes from.
Well, I think she's looking at the picture on her that I guess she painted with a
Was
demon
confusing
baby.
to me.
Yeah. But then it seems like, is she still pregnant?
I don't think so.
Because she
But she
says,
might be.
gotta be strong for both of us.
Oh, maybe she
But
is.
we have it all. We need to start over. I still have you, don't I? My living proof, my dear.
So maybe the apocalypse is coming.
I
And we
don't
have
know.
to jump to the Avatar series to find out.
Yeah, I'm going to be a mother, then I'll believe. And what was Claire pretending to lose her mind when she was just babbling about daddy and stuff?
Yeah, I thought so.
Because then she starts talking normally at
That's when
some
she
point.
started shooting him, right?
Yeah. So that's the end
Why?
of
No,
Faust.
I actually thought the term daddy was coming from Jade.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
She was so messed up, I don't know what she was saying.
True. She may have just come to.
So now we're in the adult section of Geek Brunch.
You want to say anything about Faust now that we're done with it?
I think it went on too long. I think if they condensed the last three issues into one, I think it would have read a little better. But we wouldn't have
Yeah.
got a lot of beautiful art in the process.
True.
I didn't like the demise of Claire. Like, I thought she was sort of
No.
the. I thought she was sort of like the one you're sort of rooting for. I don't know. I felt that way.
Yeah, I agree.
And I was disappointed with the outcome of Claire because she seemed to be like
She
the.
didn't deserve that. Yeah. Well, I guess she did deserve it, but she was still a cool character.
Well, she seemed to be like the cool character that we were all looking forward to seeing every issue. I thought the reporter was pretty good. I liked the Faust, but the battle was too long and too. M just bousting about the end of the
Yeah,
world and
M babbled on way
why
too
he was
long.
doing so much. But overall, I think I'm glad this thing exists. And I think the first eight issues were really solid. Like you didn't know where it was going, and the finale just prolonged itself way too long.
Yeah, and I would say before. So this is my first time reading this, and I've always known about Faust, but I kind of thought it was going to be more about the Faust character,
Yeah.
but it really wasn't. Like he
It
was
was
out of
more
his
about
mind for most of it.
about M, I think.
Yeah, M, it's pretty much about M.
And Claire.
Yeah.
And Jade was just an abused woman the whole time, I think, that was in love with Jaspers, but that didn't work out too
Got
well.
pulled into M's world.
Yeah.
But the art, man, fantastic throughout.
Yeah, it was a little sad reading some of the reviews because we had Ed Piskor and Jim Rugg on the back, and I don't know, it's still unbelievable how all that turned out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still sad.
Yeah.
And regarding the art, I got used to the gray tones in the last couple issues. Like
I did too, but
at first it was weird, but then I got used to it.
yeah, I prefer the old way, but
Yeah.
over if I could pick.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing Tim Vigil's black and white inks is, a sight to behold, so. I'll never forget the ground level shot up at M's ball sack
You'll,
in that
it'll
one
always
issue.
be in your brain.
It'll always be in my brain. If you mention Faust, I'll be like, oh yeah, I
I
remember the ball
remember that
sack.
ball sack. I'm looking up at his anus and I see the ball sack. That's awesome.
That was like a double page spread too. Fantastic.
Well, I imagine that Tim was being very creative trying to keep his keep himself entertained with his art towards the end, being that he probably saw Quinn's
The dialogue.
blabbing dialogue and he's like, well, how do I keep
How do I make
this
this interesting?
interesting? Well, if I
Yeah.
show a ball sack and I'm looking up from the anus, well, then I'm a little entertained, right?
That's right. If people may be bored by all the rambling, but man, I'm gonna blow them away with this ball sack
Yeah.
butthole. We gotta ask them about that at con. Say, What was the creative choice you made on that double page spread? Where, and it was one where you had to turn the book sideways and your eyes scroll down the page and then to get to the bottom. Butthole and ballsack.
Can we discuss the creative process of this page? Did you use any models?
How did you know where to put the camera? Like how low to go?
Yeah. How did you get the ball sack just so right? Like the way it's hanging and...
Yeah, how did you... Like the weight of the balls is perfect. Did
somebody stand over you with their balls?
So was that a photo reference or...
So now we're in Elizabeth Bathory. This issue I didn't like as much as the last one. The werewolf one, I was very entertained.
Yeah.
This one did bring back a lot of characters, though. Like it brought back the two vampires that were in the stagecoach. It brought back the girl
Fairies.
With the pigtails at the very beginning.
Oh my gosh.
It brought back the woman with the pussies on her titties.
A titty, yeah, titty, yeah. Titty vagina, yeah. What page is
the... this is page start? 83 through 90. It's chapter 10.
There we go.
It does give a beautiful spread on the first one that gives you all the characters' names. El Guerres, Strunch, those are the two vampires, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Vercola Lachi, he's that weird vampire that Elizabeth Bathory was having sex with. Garunta is the one with the vaginas on her tits.
It is, yeah.
Mary is the girl from the beginning that was with
girl
Elizabeth
vampire,
Bathory.
Yeah. Nasty.
Grain is somebody that's after the coffin, but is not a fan of Bathory for sure. Honorio, I think, is with Grain.
Yeah, he's in this story.
Luisa was, I think, the innocent girl that was shocked when she was hearing about the sex. I don't remember who that was.
Oh, she's the one who... She might be the one who could read their minds, the girl's mind.
Oh, yeah, and that's why she was like, whoa!
Yeah, she's like a telepath or something.
Lobish Home is the werewolf. Boone, I don't remember at all.
I think Boone, I mean, by the looks, it's an ancient vampire. I don't remember what role Boone played.
Yeah, I don't remember him. But this opens up with the two fans of... they're the ones that are trying to beat Bathory to the location. And he's being like
Onryo.
He's basically explaining everything that's happened, sort of, while he's getting his dick sucked by our character. Hey,
come on, Onryo, stop reading and take care of the fucking.
Grain, she's on that cock like nobody's business. And then you're back in the stagecoach with the two vampires, and they're having one of them's having sex with one of the women down that's tied up, and the other guy's on the stagecoach driving, and he's like, "Hey, Stutch, how about you come down here a while for a rest? I think the girl is starting to like necro rape. What the fuck?" And he's like, "No time for games. You should already know our presence, and it's possible to discover our intentions." So it's like this is coming to like this final climax with the witches, the werewolves, and the Bathory. Is that Bathory here in the next page on 86?
86.
I think it is, with Garunta.
I think.
She's still having sex with the wolf?
Yeah, she's having sex with the wolf. And the wolf finds out the Varkolai are in town. He's not happy.
And Mary's just getting a cum bath in her butt and her vagina. I don't know who that is, though. Is that that old vampire?
That's
Is it Valcolagi?
I think it that's is. Yeah, I think that's Vorkalaki. That's the one that the werewolves
first had
are
sex
afraid of.
Oh yeah, that's right. And that's the end of the chapter. There's a few more cum baths.
This is such, the weirdest book ever.
It is so fucking weird.
It's like so beyond explicit.
But then they try to tell a story.
A complex story about these vampire families and creatures.
Yeah. It's a bizarre
It's
one
very
for
complex
sure.
And involved.
And the art is amazing.
Oh yeah, it looks amazing. It's fantastic.
We still got quite a ways to go if we're doing one issue at a time, but I think one issue's enough.
Yeah, you can't take this in large quantities. Oh my gosh. I flipped forward a few pages and
yeah, so did
I
gotta
stop.
Yeah, I saw a stake to somebody who's using a hammer and a stake.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
I was like, whoa.
I saw the stake being hammered in.
Yeah.
What you'll get next time if you come back and listen to the next episode.
Yeah, movie-wise, what did we see at the theater recently, Barb? I don't remember. Oh, was it Planet of the Apes? Yeah, we saw the latest Planet of the Apes, which was very good. And then I've watched on TV all of the... Well, I'm on the last original series of... I'm in Battle of the Planet of the Apes, which is the last movie. But I've watched Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, Escape from Planet of the Apes, and one other, Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Beneath is the second one. That one is the I really wanted to watch because it was batshit crazy in the comic book. So I read the comic, and I was like, "Wow, this is nuts!" Got the humans worshipping a nuclear bomb, and then the nuclear bomb goes off, and you're like, "Fuck! How are they gonna get out of the next movie?" And well, it turns out that your two major ape characters are on the ship. And they escape the Planet of the Apes and land on Earth in the past. And that's when they have a child that becomes Caesar. And that's it's so weird because it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's so weird, but really entertaining. I've been really enjoying those films. And I'm on the last one, and then I'm going to get into the Mark Wahlberg, and then the reimagining of the other ones, because they're all available on Hulu. And then I'll have watched all of them.
I was actually inspired when I saw you were watching the originals, because I'd seen I think I only saw the first one.
Yeah, that's all.
None of the other ones.
That's all I had seen.
So I said, "Oh man, I should watch those." So I watched about half of the first one. And man, those hold up really well.
They do. And
like,
they
showing
get...
like the astronauts and their like journey back to Earth and stuff. That was all very compelling.
Yeah.
Like, this is really good.
Well, plot wise, they're very good. Like they're incredibly well done. And the thing I like about them is the through line is way tighter than I ever thought it would be. Like, I thought it was just going to be a bunch of different ape movies that are linked very lightly, but they're not. They're like, there's a entire through line through each movie that leads from one movie to the next to the next.
So they're all tied together.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I think I'm going to use this opportunity to just watch through them because They're movies that I've always wanted to see, but I just never got around to watching.
Wait till you
And now
get to
that
the
they're
next one. It's crazy. Like I read the comic book and I was like, wow, this conceptually, I was like, this is like way ahead of its time. Like there's just concepts in here that are so advanced that it's way ahead of its time, in my opinion. And I was like, how are they going to do this in film? And I was like, so I read it in film and I was like, wow, they did a good job. I liked it. Escape of the Planet of
Very
the Apes
cool.
is my favorite, though. After the first one, it was really tight. I liked it a lot. And it has Ricardo Montalban. Ricardo Montalban is in Escape from the Planet of the Apes and Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Recurring role. I'll try that.
Rodney
I don't know.
McDowell is in all of the movies except for Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Even though Cornelius is in it, it's not Roddy McDowall playing him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's busy or something?
He had another movie, is what I read.
Yeah.
And they switched from makeup to, because they couldn't afford it, to masks. So you'll notice like a decrease in technology. Like they were more advanced in the
So
first one.
they didn't have as big of a bigger budget.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And yesterday I watched almost all the Fockers movies, the Meet the Fockers, and
Oh.
I didn't
Sure.
get to the last one because my brother-in-law was getting disinterested and I had to have him start the mower, so I went outside and mowed. But I almost did a marathon of all the movies.
I don't know if I've ever seen the last one.
It's funny. Well, they all are. I mean, you get Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. I mean, they're fantastic. Barbra
Yeah.
Streisand. You got some great actors in that those movies.
True.
Yeah, but it's a good time to be a Planet of the Apes fan if you have Hulu.
I don't even know. I don't remember what I was watching it on. I don't think it was Hulu. It might have been Tubi or something.
Hulu has everything.
It's good to know that they're, yeah, on Hulu.
Yeah. So I started Battle, and then my next one is the Mark Wahlberg one, the Tim Burton one
Tim
film.
Burton one, yeah.
People hate that film, but I don't remember hating it.
I didn't hate it,
I
but
saw that.
it's a long time
So
ago.
I have not seen any of the originals except for the first.
Same.
And then I saw from Mark Wahlberg's All the Way Forward. So I've seen all of the
Yeah,
ones going
I
forward.
think I'm the same. I think I've seen all the more modern ones.
Except for the latest, right? The one that was at the theater.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new one.
And that's where I am in my watching. I've been watching a lot of basketball and hockey and The Good Doctor, we're all done with. We watched the
Is.
finale of The Good Doctor.
Yeah, we watched it too, and I'm like, I didn't even know it was a finale. I'm like, oh. But you could tell once they got to the end and jumped forward in time. I'm like, oh, this is supposed to be the
Yeah,
finale. This is it.
in classical form, they killed a lot and destroyed a lot. I mean, I was very surprised to see Claire back this season. That was a surprise.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was nice to see her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good up to the end.
Barb had to convince me
Sad.
how early the guy who's dating Claire, I forget what his name is, but came into the show. I thought he was much later, but he was second season, man.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so a lot of the characters were second season or
That is
higher, so
funny. It is funny though, because they weren't originally there and they're newcomers, we think that they're still newcomers, even though they've been there for.
Well, he had left. Do you remember he left and then he came back because that rich, he was a doctor to a very rich guy. And then he came back
Yeah,
as
he
a
became
student.
Elon Musk's private doctor and then came back.
And
Yeah, it was a good show.
we're
It's
watching
too
the
bad that's gone.
that comedy, I forget what it is called. Killing It, second season. That was about the guy from The Office killing snakes.
Oh yeah, the
And
Kirk Douglas
now it's
scene.
changed a lot because now he's like has a berry farm. It's very different, but I'm still enjoying it quite a bit.
I forgot about that show. Yeah,
And we're still watching Shogun, but we can't watch that while we eat, so it's put a damper on that one because of all the closed caption. You have to read.
oh, yeah.
It's in Japanese, most of it. Anything that you want to mention besides your starting Planet of the Apes?
I started watching the Dead Boy Detectives
Oh, that's based on a comic book.
on that, and some Neil Gaiman comic book.
I didn't like the comic book, so I'm curious if you're liking the series.
It's okay. I mean, it's not. Yeah, I never read the comic. I must have read the first issue and not picked it up after that. So far, it's enjoyable. I'm liking it so far. It's just about, so it's about two ghosts who work as detectives, and they're kind of not really on the run, but in hiding because they're not supposed to still be on Earth. They're supposed to have passed on or gone on to the next realm, but they're kind of hiding out on Earth. And then they're doing these, solving these supernatural cases for people. And then they get a human who can see them kind of as their sidekick.
I forgot that was out. But I forgot Grannibal is on Hulu, so I want to watch that now.
Yeah, I'm curious about this Grannibal.
Did you get your free Comic Book Day comics?
I did.
So can I add a couple of them? I
Yeah.
want to add Johnny Quest.
I don't think I got Johnny Quest.
Oh, you didn't get that? Did you
Yeah.
get Flash Gordon?
I don't know. I don't remember. I
What
think I got
did you
Flash
get?
Gordon. I think I got Flash Gordon.
I'll add Flash Gordon to number one.
I probably got one of those two, so you can put them both on and I'll read whichever one I got.
Anything else you got? I don't know what you got, so you'll have to let me know because I got them all. Even though I didn't get any from DCBS, I was able to track down almost everything.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a Conan. There's a.
I got, I don't know if I got Conan. I got Popeye.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one. Let's do Popeye.
What was the one you mentioned besides Flash Gordon?
Johnny
Oh, Johnny
Quest.
Quest. Yeah. I'll see which one of those I got. I got Popeye, I know for sure. And I got. Wait, I know where I can find them in my list.
Let's do the next three issues of Jungle Comics. We're getting behind again.
Yeah, I think I did get Johnny Quest, maybe.
All right,
Wait,
we'll
which
do
one? Oh, Jungle
Jungle
Comics.
Comics.
Next three, yeah. Jungle next tree.
We have to keep on those because they just start accumulating. I start filling boxes of Antarctic, man.
They
Oh, can
do.
we actually finish the one we like a lot? What is it called? Interstellar. Is it called Interstellar? Can we do the next two issues of Interstellar?
Interstellar. What is that?
That's that sci-fi one we like a lot from
Oh,
Antarctic.
Interstellar Dust.
Yeah.
How many did we read of that one?
We only
I don't
read the
know.
first one.
Oh, yeah, we can do the next one.
The next two.
Okay, two and three.
Yeah.
Interstellar Dust.
So we got Pooh and Bambi number two,
Yeah, Pooh
Johnny
Bambi.
Quest, Flash Gordon, Popeye, and Jungle Comics and Interstellar Dust. And of course, Elizabeth Bathory, chapter 11.
Oh yeah, and no fast.
We're done.
Until they do another collection of the follow-up
And then if you
series.
run across any other free comic book days that you want to talk about, that just send me what you have.
Was going to read the Atlas one.
Okay, we could do that one.
Add that one.
If I have that one. That might be the one I don't have, but I think so. And then there's an Archie one, Cursed Library. Did you get that?
I did.
Or I'll do Cursed Library.
Okay.
That one actually has a solicit in the next previews, so it'd be a good idea to read it and then see if you like it. I'm going to send a note to DCBS about Gannibal and see if they can get me volume one. Because
Yeah,
I
they
hate when
should be
they
able
list
to.
them like in the previews, but then they're not there. I might ask
Yeah.
them for the first two
That's a pain.
volumes. Some of those manga free comic book day stuff gets me stoic to or excited to read some of the manga, that's for sure. I like the racing one too from can't remember who
Racing.
that was, Tokyo Pop or no, it was cuz it's the one that begins with a K, Kusandi or
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't
yeah.
remember it. Oh,
There was a
pronouncing.
racing one there, like a car racing one I liked.
Oh, really? That'd be,
Yeah.
yeah, that'd be cool. That's the one good thing about manga is they do stuff like that, like racing and tennis and
Yeah.
weird stuff.
All righty. I think we're done.
All right.
And then I guess our next recording will be in 3 weeks.
Thought it was 2 weeks.
I thought you
Is
said
it
you had
three?
3 weeks off.
I don't know. I told you the dates.
Yeah, and I thought you said the next 3 weeks.
Let's see. Next week I'm busy. No, I can do 2 weeks.
Okay.
I can't do the 16th. I can't do next weekend.
All right, so
I don't know.
we'll be on schedule. All
I think we're on schedule.
right.
Let me look at the tw what did I send you in the Twitters?
I'll look at the dates again, but I
Let's
thought it
see.
was
I'm
the next
busy
3 weeks.
the next three after that. Oh, you're right. What do I got on the 9th? I don't even know.
But you actually spelled out the next three. You said 6/9, 6/15.
I did. What do I have on that? I don't know what I have that day.
Maybe a college appointment.
Think so. I'm gonna look at my calendar.
A convention.
9th.
Well, I know the 15th
Oh
is probably Heroes Con, right? So you're on a boat.
yeah, I'm vacationing. Okay, yeah, so it'll be, you're right. It'll be a month. Unless we do it on a different day. We could always do it on a different day.
Yeah.
But tell Barb to send me the travel infos so I can book.
Okay.
Get booked.
All righty. Barb, send Bill all the travel info.
Does she know?
Baltimore.
But she probably doesn't have, I don't know if she has an email address for me.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because I don't have that email address anymore.
Well, you can mail me at mike@comicbooknoise.com. How about that?
I'll do that.
She could send me the information and then I'll send it to you. And then I'll let you know what day we're going to the ball game. You could decide to arrive late or not go or what. We are getting the club seats. I know that. We're going all out.
Club seats?
Yeah.
Well, Barb has emailed me in the past, so maybe she does have my email.
Your real one?
My secret one, yeah.
Okay.
She emailed me back 14 years ago.
From her account that probably doesn't exist anymore.
Probably still does. It was just a Gmail, so she probably still has that.
Okay.
Gmail has lasted the years.
All righty.
It's not her MySpace or anything.
Well, you can reach us at dcnoisepodcast.com on the website because we're moving over. You might be able to find us on Geek Brunch for a couple of times, but we're consolidating. And if everything works right, you type geekbrunch.com and it'll take you to the website, but I'm not sure if that'll be set up or not. But because I'm not doing any of it, so I can't control the vertical or the horizontal. All I can control is what I post and when I post it, and hopefully it posts. You can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com, and our Twitters are @DBM00 and @MikeMyersBrunch, and also located on Blue Sky. And they're adding DMs to there too, so you could send DMs on Blue Sky as well.
Oh,
so there you go. And we'll be back in 3 weeks, unless I'm on vacation. I don't know.
4 weeks. 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Unless we do.
But there
one
might
in between.
Be a couple episodes of Mike M's in its place. So there we go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Bill.
All right.
And look for an email, and then any correspondence, you can just let me know on Twitter, because that's where we talk anyway.
Sounds good.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye.
Bye.